say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, for the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the orchestra's red glare, the bombs bursting in again through the night, that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave? Oh, the land of the free.
James O'Keefe back here on the ground in Minneapolis. Our undercover journalists at Project Veritas have just exposed a voter fraud ring so widespread that many members of the Somali community here consider it an open secret. Many believe if this corruption continues, there'll be no more free elections. And our sources inside the Somali community here allege that the architect of this pay-for-vote scheme is none other than U.S. Congresswoman Ilhan Omar.
Your focus is winning, no matter what you do. You ignore the rules and regulations. There's no moral and ethics here. It's just the end will justify the means.
Project Veritas has received an explosive piece of tape. The tape you're about to see shows a man buying a registration form for an absentee ballot from a voter, giving him, quote, pocket money, unquote, of $200, and expecting to collect his ballot when the voter receives it. In this next tape, we hear from another ballot harvester who tells us how much money he receives for his illegal activities. Activities he says he doesn't care are illegal. Omar Jamal is the latest Project Veritas insider. He secretly recorded dozens of conversations in and around the Somali community in Minneapolis to expose a rampant voter fraud scheme.
I think Ilhan Omar is one of the people who are behind all this mess. And they have a lot of people that work for them that make sure that, you know, tasks get carried out, ballots collected. There's the cash money exchanging hands. It's an open secret that everybody knows it, but they don't talk about it.
Will they do it again for the next election, general election?
Yeah. November, November is actually the gearing up for November, yes.
80,000.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, there it is. Part two of Project Veritas expose of the Ilhan Omar criminal activity, Democrat Party criminal activity in their attempt to steal the 2020 election. Caught red-handed, damn it.
And perhaps most cruelly of all, if Donald Trump has his way, the complications from COVID-19, which are well beyond what they should be. It's estimated that 200 million people have died, probably by the time I finish this talk.
Joe Biden has always been a congenital liar, part of the establishment for close to 50 years. But now, boy, as his brain degenerates, we are seeing walking public dementia on the biggest stage in the world, the 2020 election. There are 370 million people in the United States. If 200 million died from COVID, that'd be more than half of the population, when not even 0.1% have actually died. But him putting these giant lies and these incredibly brain-damaged statements out is emblematic of the general public being in a trance. How is anyone even putting up with this? It is beyond bizarre.
Gentlemen, it is Tuesday, September 29th, 2020. This is the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. And I don't know about you, but I have that big game feel today. Didn't get much sleep last night, but was never lacking energy today. I've got that big game feel. That smell is in the air, that sensation looming. And we all know what's coming. It's the first presidential debate. We didn't think we would actually get to this point where Biden and Trump would be on the same stage, but, well, they aren't yet. As we are just mere hours away from the first presidential debate in Cleveland, Ohio. So what will it be then? Will it be the slam in the land where Donald Trump, the president of the United States, will slam the globalist puppet who can barely even talk, Joe Biden? Will it be the flim flam in the land with the moderator favoring Biden? Nothing substantial is said, just kind of a fluff. Will it be the sham in the land? Where Chris Wallace, the moderator, is going after Trump, getting gotcha questions, lobbing softballs to Biden, and then the media says, wow, Biden really impressed. Or will Joe Biden get cleaved in the land? Split apart. Destroyed. I think Chris Wallace is going to be in the tank, essentially, for Biden. He won't make it obvious, but he's got a track record. We'll just leave it at that. Biden's team is already demanding a break every 30 minutes. Biden refused to take a drug test, originally had agreed to do the earpiece check. Trump learned from last year when we caught Hillary Clinton with an earpiece and we did a bunch of reports on it. Eventually got to Trump's team. They found out. They said, we're not going to let Joe do that. Now, apparently, they've pulled out of that agreement. What? Did Joe Biden's campaign just admit he's going to be wearing an earpiece tonight? In fact, that should have been the headline. Joe Biden's campaign admits Joe will be wearing an earpiece tonight. Hey, can we check for you having an earpiece tonight before the debate? No. Oh. Well, I mean, I'm only left one assumption at that point. Oh, you know what, though? We should just take Joe at his word because he's such an honorable guy. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But seriously, guys, put up the countdown. I think, was it 6 hours away from the debate starting tonight? Maybe even let's get like a, somehow have it up like the whole time I'm live today. The first presidential debate, President Donald J. Trump versus sleepy hiding Joe Biden. Anybody seen Joe? Know where Joe is? Joe. Can Joe come out to debate? Can Joe come out to debate? Has anybody seen Joe today? I think the president, did the president have a press conference earlier? I could have been seeing a replay, but I thought I saw the president have a press conference earlier. But you know, with the big game feel though, there is still news developing. It appears now the new play from the deep state is going to be to blame Hillary Clinton for Russian collusion. As in, this is how Obama and Brennan and Clapper and Comey and Rice and the gang are going to try to get off scot-free, as they're going to blame Hillary. Well, that doesn't get you off of anything. You still did it. Well, it was Hillary's idea, so? Which is what they're now claiming. The director of national intelligence sent a letter to Lindsey Graham, John Radcliffe, basically saying, oh, well, it was Hillary Clinton's idea to run the scandal to get people to not like Donald Trump. Oh, really? That witch? Who, by the way, you thought it was innocent enough. You know, it's one of those things where you just, you've already gone back and found out for yourself. But it's like, I'm, and so now I'm covering it, but I still don't even believe it. But Hillary Clinton puts up a picture, which I guess is her filming her first podcast. That's what she claims in the tweet. Seems innocent enough. It's Hillary Clinton sitting in front of a laptop with a microphone. And anybody who's done live streams from their house knows sometimes you kind of got to stack things up to get your camera at the right angle if you're using a computer or a phone. So she has some books stacked under it. You say, okay, no big deal, right? No big deal. Well, somebody looked into one of the books that appears to be in the stack. Again, I just can't even believe it. It's like, I just can't even believe that this is real. But Lucio Babico, and it's, well, it's just very interesting stuff there that Hillary is apparently reading. Podesta art type stuff. You know, again, I just can't even, you just really can't even believe anything at this point. It's just like, it's just so insane. Hillary Clinton came up with Russian collusion and Obama went with it. That's what they're going with? See, I tend to believe something different. Yeah, of course, Hillary Clinton has her involvement in all this stuff, but I think Obama was actually more afraid of General Flynn than Trump. Hillary obviously was afraid of Trump. She thought Trump was going to beat her. So she had to do everything possible to stop that. I think Obama was afraid of what General Flynn knew and what he may have been telling Donald Trump. So he wanted the reason to spy on Flynn. And then the whole Trump campaign, you know, kind of just ended up in that umbrella. And of course, Hillary said, oh, well, heck yeah, you should be spying on Trump and you should be giving me reports and briefing me. And Obama said, okay, we'll lump it in. And when we're spying on Flynn, and we're going to have to set someone up too. So we'll have Carter Page get set up, and then we'll set up George Papadopoulos, and we'll be able to spy on Trump's campaign and be able to say it was because these guys were talking to Russians. And by the way, this whole Trump's tax returns that they're all up in arms about that prove nothing other than Trump is a financial genius. Remember what the original intent was. Why did they want to get Trump's tax returns? To prove Russian collusion. Oh, ouch. Bob Mueller, no Russian collusion. Trump's tax returns, no Russian collusion. And they're still saying Russia's meddling. They're still saying Trump is Russian. They're still tweeting, Biden shouldn't even go on stage with a Putin puppet. These people are nuts. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Did I mention the Democrats got caught in Minnesota with Ilhan Omar in criminal activity on camera, cheating, buying ballots? Did I even mention that? We played the Project Veritas clip at the beginning. I don't know, kind of a big deal. Minnesota police say we should investigate. The FBI stood down. Kind of a big deal.
It was in the Telecommunications Act of 1996 that all new cell phones would track your GPS location. I read from the federal law and listeners couldn't believe me because that was un-American. Now the media admits that almost every app and every company that are on Apple and on Droids don't just track your location, but your surfing history, where you go, who you talk to, your relationships, and they all share the data with each other of what you're doing on the apps as well, including having apps turn on and listen to what you're saying, just like Siri or Alexa do, and then putting databases, transcripts of everything you say into those systems to be saved forever. Your phone is spying on you, and companies are generating secret surveillance scores based on information. This is the global Chinese Communist Social Credit Score. Get your protection privacy pockets at InfoWarsStore.com and cut Big Brother off dead in his filthy tracks. InfoWarsStore.com. I've come to you many times and asked for your support, and you've always come through. And InfoWars has come through. We've never sold out. We've never backed down. We've always told the truth. We've made mistakes. But 98% of the time or so, we're dead on. And the enemy knows that. InfoWars is a thought leader, not just here, but around the world. And that's why the Chi-Coms, Hollywood, the globalists want us off the air. Because their global plan of total tyranny and a post-human world will not succeed if we stay on air. If you don't support us, ladies and gentlemen, now, they're going to shut InfoWars down and shut everybody else down as well. You already know that. It's out in the open. So again, count the cost, focus, and realize how critical you are with your word of mouth spreading the word that overrides the censors, your financial support, getting the products at InfoWarsStore.com, and your prayer. I'm praying for you. Please pray for us. Let's do this together. We're going to win. We are winning, but it's not going to be easy. The enemy's trying to take it all from us. Let's not let them succeed.
The globalists are very, very honest about their planetary goals. They want private corporate governance above nation states, above religious institutions, above the family. They want total corporate power. There was a great film back in the early 1970s called Rollerball with James Caan, and it's based on a novel set in the year 2020. And in the book, you have mega corporations that control the planet, and there are no longer nation states. There are only cities that are the capitals of the corporations. Well, if you actually read what the Demos Group and the CFR, Trilateral Commission, say in the year 2020, that is their end game. That is their goal. So we're talking about a Hunger Games type scenario here, run by very, very, very ruthless people that see us as chattel. And they're using COVID-19 as their takeover strategy, and Communist China as their model. We must reject it now.
And perhaps, most cruelly of all, if Donald Trump has his way, the complications from COVID-19, which are well beyond what they should be. It's estimated that 200 million people have died. 200 million people have died, probably by the time I finish this talk.
Right after Joe Biden made that statement that more than 60% of America has died from COVID-19, when it's not even 200,000 in reality, he went on to say 6 million have lung scarring and heart damage. It's all made up. But you know where he got it? The mainstream media that continues to actually say things like that. They said that 4% of America would be dead already. Of course, it's 0.0000 and then add a number because the numbers vary. It's a real virus, just like people being struck by lightning is real. But to shut down society over lightning strikes is hysteria and is mind control.
InfoWars.com/show.
Live coverage tonight, the first presidential debate. We are T-minus 4.5 hours away and counting. Our pre-coverage will begin at 5 o'clock, preempting normal war room coverage. I will stay live with you. Alex Jones will be going live from 6 to at least 9 or 9:30 or even 10 tonight, taking phone calls post-debate coverage. And then I will come back in after that and be with you till midnight taking calls. We'll probably get some other guests on for post-debate coverage here as well. Joe Biden's campaign has pretty much admitted, I guess, that they have the plans to have an earpiece on or in Joe Biden's ear during the debate because they are now refusing to the earpiece test. Here is a Fox News report on the latest. Thanks, guys.
Things going around today on the earpiece. What's the truth? Does the Trump campaign stand by the fact that you believe that the Biden campaign refused an ear check?
That is correct. They had agreed. And then, by the way, this is unfortunately typical of Joe Biden. This is somebody who tells us he was for NAFTA before he was against NAFTA, that he was for banning fracking before he's against banning fracking. Now it's an earpiece. That's not nearly as important as those other issues. But the point is, it's indicative of the waffling of the candidate and the campaign. They said that they agreed to a check by a third party. They're now saying they won't.
His campaign is saying it never happened.
That's incorrect.
What about the breaks? Was that requested as well?
Yes, the breaks were requested. And we said, no, look, this is 90 minutes. Are you telling me that the commander-in-chief of the greatest republic in the history of the world cannot stand on his two feet for 90 minutes and handle
yes.
a debate? No, we're not taking breaks.
How long has this negotiation gone on?
Well, of course, it's been ongoing for months, but it's been very intense.
On the break issue?
Oh, no, I'm sorry, not on that issue. I mean, in general, it's been going on. On the break issue, I don't know the specifics of when that was first proffered.
His campaign says that's not true.
Well, again, that's wrong.
No surprise. So just complete liars in the Joe Biden campaign. No surprise there. But, I mean, I was never a big math guy, but, you know, once you learn the formula, you can kind of do the math. It's just a matter of memorizing the formula. Folks, let's see the formula here. Okay, President Trump or Trump's campaign wants to do an earpiece check. They want to agree to an earpiece check before the debate. Now, why would they do that? Why would they do that? Do you think anyone else besides InfoWars covered in 2016 Hillary Clinton's earpiece? I actually wonder. I mean, I'm sure the Gateway pundit probably had some stuff. And you know, I don't even remember who was all around in 2016. Guys, let's even do an SEO. And let's see who all covered Hillary Clinton's earpiece in 2016. I know InfoWars covered it. I don't know if anyone else covered it. We were getting linked to Drudge back when Drudge was number one because we were the only ones that covered it. I remember doing a whole video with Joe Biggs about it. And so Trump, aware of what Hillary did in the last debates or his campaign aware of it, with no intention of their own of cheating using an earpiece, say, hey, look, we're going to reach out to Biden's campaign. Let's get him to agree to an earpiece check. They do it. Joe Biden's campaign says, okay, fine, we'll do the earpiece check. Then Joe Biden's campaign calls up a day before the debate, says, never mind, we're not doing that earpiece check. Ah, and what do you think is the reason for that? I don't know. Biden's going to be wearing an earpiece tonight. NYPD, so this is the true pundit. Is this the only other story we found that covered this from 2016? Hillary Clinton was wearing invisible earpiece to receive stealth coaching during live NBC town hall. You could see it. I mean, here's the amazing thing. I have an earpiece in. It's actually pretty blatant. You can see it right here. If you look for it, you can see it. But I mean, even this general earpiece is almost invisible. Even this thing, which is just this normal TV earpiece, is almost invisible. Now, you can see it if you're looking on HD and you know it's there, but imagine the type of technology they have to have earpieces that are completely camouflaged or invisible, or can just be like morphed to your ear so it just looks like it's your ear. So what are they going to do with Biden tonight? So the Biden campaign has now admitted that Joe intends on having an earpiece and that he can't go more than 30 minutes without needing a break. So we're finding some other sites. It seems like mostly small sites. I don't even know if I've heard of this one, CDP. Look at that. Almost a year, 4 years ago to the day. That was September 27th, 2016. Oh, ABC did a fact check and said no earpiece. There was no earpiece. Oh, I guess President Trump didn't believe you either.
I mean, Hillary Clinton's not falling over.
She literally falls over. Hillary Clinton's not having coughing attacks. She literally has coughing attacks. Hillary Clinton didn't cough up two green globules into a glass of water. It's the most disgusting, disturbing thing you've ever seen. Nobody to this day can explain it. Scientists are baffled to this day. Chemists, the smartest minds, historians. Nobody knows what Hillary coughed up into a glass that day. Could have been an alien species. It's just incredible. And I don't know, what is this going to be like? In fact, I got all this news. The Democrats caught cheating in Texas. The Democrats caught cheating in Pennsylvania. The Democrats caught cheating in Minnesota. The Democrats caught cheating in Wisconsin. The Democrats caught cheating in New York. It's all in the news. But I'm just so focused on tonight. It's got that big game feel. So I'm just going to open up the phone lines because I just can't think about anything else. It's on my mind. I imagine it's on your mind too. I will cover the other news. It's going to be huge. Tucker Carlson ratings now are topping the top sports draws, like LeBron James in the finals. So no one's watching the NBA. Nobody's watching the NFL. Everybody's watching Trump. Everybody's watching Tucker Carlson. Everybody's watching InfoWars. Everybody's paying attention to real stuff now. Nobody's watching Hillary Clinton's podcast with her little satanic book. Nobody's listening to Manchel Obama blabber on for 60 minutes on her stupid little podcast. But everybody will be tuned in tonight. And we hope you join us at Infowars.com, band.video, 2020electioncenter.com for tonight's coverage of the presidential debate in Cleveland, Ohio. We've got Patrick Halley coming up. He'll be talking about the steal attempt in Texas. Democrats caught red-handed again. Seriously, though, Chris Wray, shelf life of 2 weeks max, I'd say. Good. He needs to go, and it's not soon enough. Really, he needs to go yesterday, because we now know that the FBI refused to investigate the voter fraud operation being run by Ilhan Omar. Well, now they've been caught. Now the Minneapolis police are going to bust them. The FBI is completely ineffectual. Shut it down.
The Renaissance, the Great Enlightenment, it's all being swept away and being replaced by scientific tyranny that's establishing a form of planetary digital law where the technocrats are above the law and the public isn't even considered to be as valuable as a cow. In fact, humans are seen as garbage that's got to be taken out and removed. That is the post-human exterminist plan. That is the public ideology of the globalists. And everything they've built with this high-tech grid is to absorb us and anesthetize our minds as we're slowly killed. And any future generations that happen to straggle out of their mother's wombs will be a mere shadow of what humans once were. This is the satanic ruling elite engaged in mass vandalism against God's creation, humanity. This is the essence of evil.
The way the psychological warfare operation works is very, very simple.
that you're going to give up freedoms by increments, always promising it's only going to be a short period of time, and then the restrictions will be released. But they're not. After a significant amount of time, always 4 or 5 times longer than what they said, they will then slightly release it a little bit, only tighten it down even more later. This is called successive approximation, incrementalism, or the inchworm effect. This is the most common way the totalitarians take over. But there then becomes a point where the public wakes up under the incrementalism, and starts resisting, and then there's usually a giant purge and a clampdown, and you'll see more tyranny rolled out in just a few days, weeks, or months than you saw in the previous 10 years. And that's the period we're in globally right now. A world government, Chi-Com-backed, globalist corporate takeover of the planet that wants you poor and absolutely sick under their thumb forever. Computer research scientists, engineers working with attorneys have conclusively proven and put out detailed reports at Tablet Magazine documenting what any trained eye could already see as plain as day. The Communist Chinese, working in tandem with the United Nations and the Democratic Party in the United States, as well as the media, put out fake videos and total hysteria to make it look like Day of the Dead, End of the World in China earlier this year. Then the UN put out standardized rules designed to keep the West locked down when China reopened within 3 months. This is the greatest strategic coup ever. This is 21st century warfare being carried out through psychological means or the ultimate psyop. Paul Joseph Watson has written about it at InfoWars.com. Myself, Alex Jones, David Einhoe, and Troy are covering this heavily. This is the way to bring down the globalists, is exposing how Communist China and the UN were behind the hysteria.
Hello, my name is Dr. Fauci, and I've been at the NIH and CDC for 45 years, and I've overseen, well, you know, the AIDS pandemic and so many other things, and I take my orders from Bill Gates, Dr. Bill Gates. I mean, he's not a doctor, but he controls everything you do. And he now says you're going to take the shots. And of course, in England, they are now saying what I told you. You will not be allowed to travel, leave your home until you take all the shots. Dr. Gates, I mean Bill Gates, your owner, your master, says you will have to take 4 to 5 COVID shots a year for adult, 2 for baby. Baby may be much more manageable, just like Bill Gates give you polio and vaccine. I'm Dr. Fauci, reminding you that we owe you.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show. You're listening to the sworn enemy of fake news. It's the War Room.
Well, my crew informs me I didn't give out the number. So, that number is 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. What do you expect in tonight's debates? The flim-flam in the land, the sham in the land, the slam in the land, or will Joe Biden get cleaved in the land? It's that big game feel, though, isn't it? We didn't think we'd get to this point. We thought no way Biden would be on the stage with Trump. What are they going to do to keep him off the stage? Well, it appears they're going to drug that old dog up there and force him up onto that stage in the bright lights in the heat of the moment. Biden's going to need an earpiece. He's going to need breaks every 30 minutes. We'll see if he gets either one. But that's where we are at. I think it's going to be an embarrassment on Chris Wallace. I think that they're going to try to make Trump look bad as much as possible. They may give Biden the earpiece and the break that he wants, breaks that he wants. And if I'm going back and remembering the three presidential debates with Hillary and Trump, Trump came lightly in the first debate, I think. I could be wrong about that. Trump came lightly in the first debate at Hofstra in New York. Second debate in St. Louis went hard. And so I think that's Trump's strategy. And then third debate really lays out policy. So I would expect Trump to let Chris Wallace flop around out there in grandiose fashion for the globalists and the Chi-Coms. I would expect Biden to be on the attack and to deflect anything that comes his way, but then go on the attack. How Trump shouldn't even be on the stage. Trump failed the country with this, with that, the COVID, all of it. And I think Trump may just sit up there and take it tonight, honestly. If he does go with the strategy that he used in 2016. I know we're all wanting to see the old Biden get cleaved in the land tonight. But Trump's best strategy could be to just let Joe talk as much as possible. Even if he goes on the attack, even if Wallace and Biden are tag teaming him, it'll only make him stronger heading into the next debate. But we shall see. I'm sure you're looking forward to it as much as I am. Before we get the calls lined up here. Yesterday, I was talking about water filters and how if you haven't got a water filter yet, what are you thinking? Well, today, this news story comes across my desk. Brain-eating amoeba in Lake Jackson water supply. And Governor Abbott went to Lake Jackson today to visit with the executive director of the Texas Commission for Environmental Quality and the Texas Department of State Health Services Commissioner and the Texas Division of Emergency Management. So you have a brain-eating amoeba in the water supply. A brain-eating amoeba in the water supply. Folks, are you still drinking the tap water? Are you still drinking the tap water that's been fluoridated? Are you still drinking the tap water that has lead in it? Are you still drinking the tap water that has brain-eating amoebas? Are you still drinking the tap water that in some places you can light on fire? Please get to InfoWarsStore.com and get yourself a water filtration system, gravity-fed. It's the best investment you're ever going to make. Stop drinking the tap water, okay, for your own health, please. Or stop paying hundreds, if not thousands of dollars a year on bottled water because you don't want to drink the tap water. Get yourself a gravity-fed water filter system from InfoWarsStore.com. We have multiple different kinds. Choose which one is best for you. I like the Alexa Pure myself. I have the big boy. Holds, I think, 2.5 gallons is the one I have. So that may be the one right there. It's gravity-fed, folks. It takes 5 minutes to put together. It's the easiest thing in the world. And then you have clean water all the time. And you'll be amazed. You use that thing for about 2, 3, 4 years, depending on how much you filter through it. The filters that it goes through are pure white when you first put them in. They're brown after about 2 to 4 years, again, depending on how much you filter through it. That's what's in the tap water. Hey, look, we've got incredible plumbing. It's been around for a long time. Somehow it's still sustained. And you know what? We got running water in our homes for the rich, for the poor, for everybody. That's great. But why would you not get a water filter? Many of you listening still don't have a water filter. Why? Why? It's the best price at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the best water filters at InfoWarsStore.com. It's gravity fed. You don't need electricity. It's not a big fancy setup system. It'll take you 5 minutes and now you've got filtered water in your home. and you can read all the different stuff that it gets out of the water. But when you see stories like brain-eating amoeba in Lake Jackson water supply, that's right here in Texas, just understand this is why I filter my water. This is why the crew filters their water. This is why we have the water filters here. Do yourself a favor, ladies and gentlemen. Do yourself a favor. Get a water filter from InfoWarsStore.com. Please stop drinking out of the tap. All right, guys, do we have people on the line here? Let me pull up the board and see if anybody's ready to go. Or if not, I can go to one of these clips here. Yeah, crew's going to get me all squared away here. Okay, let's do it then. Let's go with Adrian in California. You're on the InfoWars War Room. What do you expect tonight, Adrian?
Hello, Orin. What I expect is a Biden meltdown. There's going to be too much happening too fast for him.
Mm-hmm.
And
the lights, the noise, the scene, the cameras, yeah.
And Trump shoots from the hip, and he's always on the fly, and he's very tactical, and he has no problem with this setting. He has done this, he does this, and he will do this. And Biden will be like, they'll be in his ear, or he'll have his cards, but it will be off that topic, so he won't know what to do. So at that point, he'll melt down, he'll try and fire back, and when he hits him with, oh, Joe, you said 250 million died? It was 200,000. He'll say, oh, what I meant about that was,
Yeah, you know, I think what they're going to do is they're going to tell him, they're going to coach him up, and they're going to say, Joe, take 2 seconds. Just take 2 seconds before you respond to anything, because you're likely to have a rage attack, and we can't have that. But then he runs the risk of forgetting where he's at. I mean, so it's almost inevitable he's either going to have a meltdown and go into a fit of rage, or he's going to have a meltdown and forget where he is.
Yeah, this will be the show to top all shows. Anything politically we've ever seen, this will be the pinnacle peak of all. There'll be so many gifts and memes from this, and Trump will hit him from all angles. It's going to be great. I'm getting tingles. I'm so excited. I'm waiting. It's going to be awesome.
It's got that big game feel. It's got that big game feel.
Bigger than any Super Bowl championship, any fight, because Trump's going to do it. He's really going to put it to him, and he's very tactical. I wish... Trump, he's going to be smiling a lot, and he's going to be looking over. And those little gestures, I'm surprised he didn't say, hello, Psycho Joe. Hello, Creepy Joe. He's going to hit him with a name.
Maybe he'll hit him with a Sloppy Joe. Sloppy, Sloppy Joe.
If you look at the top tech billionaires and the big banks that finance and control them, to a man and to a woman, they believe there's too many people on the earth, and they constantly whine about when they want to go to a mountaintop or a national park, they have to look at us, the common people. They have to look at the proletariat. They have to look at the scum. That's why they love the lockdown, putting muzzles on us. That gives them a big thrill, controlling where we can go, what we can do, bankrupting Main Street, bankrupting small towns. All of it is a vertical integration, consolidation, so they can then dictate the terms of our total surrender, which is taking sterilant vaccines day one. Ladies and gentlemen, all the games are over. Playtime's over. They used all the entertainment and garbage to put us into a trance, and now the spider's moving in for the kill. You know this, I know this, it's all out in the open. The question is, what are we going to do about it? Well, the first thing is identify the enemy. Identify the enemy, identify the enemy, identify your enemy now. You notice that over and over again, the United Nations, our supposed controllers and bosses, the great arbiter of truth that no one's allowed to disagree with, has come out and said, nothing can treat or prevent COVID-19. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's a total lie. If you get a lot of sunlight, it's on record to produce a ton of vitamin D3, and it's almost impossible to get viral infections when you're getting plenty of vitamin D3 if you have zinc and vitamin C as well. That's why people get the flus and these colds in the winter, because that's when vitamin D levels plunge. Now, I've pointed this out, and the media has called me a scammer for saying that there's hope and that people should have their vitamins and their minerals. Well, now Fauci's been forced to come out and admit that you need vitamin D3 and C. He should have also added zinc, because the NIH website says you die without zinc. But it's good news that he's being pressured now to admit the reality, because so many doctors and nurses and experts in nutrition have been exposing the fact that he's not been warning the public to get their vitamins.
This is your last chance to get 8-pack
power stack, and I'm really bummed out about that. It started out as a sleeper product, but the people that did order it loved it and started reordering it. They spread the word and became one of our best sellers. But because of the COVID supply chain breakdown, and because there's 13 different formulas in 8-pack power stack, we are unable to secure it anymore. This is the highest in AMPM pack system you're going to find, where you take half the pills in the morning, half the caplets and pills and gel caps at night. It's amazing. I don't have time to go into everything that's in it, but this gets people to remember to take it, and that's why it's having such a great effect, because the stuff in here is absolutely amazing. So it's your last chance to get 8-pack power stack at InfoWarsStore.com. It's 60% off and free shipping. That is at cost. For all of you that already support InfoWars, we're passing these savings on to you. Get your 8-pack power stack now or you still can. Last chance to get it, InfoWarsStore.com. 8-pack power stack, 60% off and free shipping.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com. InfoWars.com/show.
Meatloaf sandwich, sloppy Joe, stop it, sloppy Joe, sloppy Joe, stop it, sloppy Joe, sloppy Joe, stop it, sloppy Joe, stop it, sloppy Joe, sloppy Joe, stop it, sloppy Joe.
Sloppy
Joe!
This is just too good to quit right here. Just keep showing Biden. Show him groping the kids and everything. All right, I could do this all day, so I better stop and get back to your phone calls. It's Sloppy Joe. Oh, my gosh. This is just about to be a disaster. I just don't see how Joe Biden survives 90 minutes without a break, without an earpiece. And without Trump just taking it easy on him, I just don't know. But you know, the one difference between Trump in 2016 and Trump in 2020, Trump has been dealing with these dirtbags now for so long. You think he has maybe lost his patience with taking it easy on him. And he knows about all the illegal spying and things that Joe Biden was involved in to try to sabotage his campaign. So maybe he won't go out there in the first debate like he did in 2016 and just kind of lay low to crescendo into the third debate with policy. But we are just over 4 hours away, ladies and gentlemen. And don't forget tonight, our coverage with Alex Jones, myself, Deanna Lorraine, and others. We've got Tyler Nixon, Bob Barnes, other guests that we're getting lined up tonight as well. Our full debate coverage at 2020electioncenter.com. That's 2020electioncenter.com. And we thank you for your support at InfoWarsStore.com so that we can make all of this possible. So we're asking you what you expect in tonight's debates. We go to Jason now in California. Jason, what do you expect to see tonight?
Hi, Owen. Honestly, I do think all the pressure tonight is on Trump, which is why I kind of agree with your strategy, where I think tonight he kind of needs to be the more kick-fat Trump and not the full aggressive Trump. Because, honestly, the bar sets so low for Biden. Like, the media's behind him. If he can get through the thing without looking like Jerry Nadler, you know, scuttling off the stage, they're going to call it a success. So,
yeah.
I kind of agree with you. I think he, you know, he could throw some zingers in there every now and then, but honestly, he should probably just take it easy tonight and, you know, just let Biden do Biden. You know, he's going to run into his own problems by himself, so.
Yeah, the only problem with that strategy to me is you just have no assurances, or at least I don't have any assurances, that Biden and Trump will ever be on the stage again. I didn't even think we'd have this moment.
Yeah, that's also a good point, too. But, I mean, yeah, that's a difficult question.
I think no doubt, though, that the strategy is definitely let Biden talk as much as possible and just kind of take it easy like he did in the first debate in 2016. And, you know, yeah, get the little jab in here, jab in there, but don't really lay it on too thick for people that may, you know, be turned off by that. Because he's not going to lose any support by not savaging Joe Biden tonight. But he could gain support by not savaging him. And I think maybe that's the angle he's looking in here night one. Jason, thank you so much for the call. Let's go to Dane in Texas. What do you think is going to happen tonight, Dane? Very interesting take, Dane. Thanks, Dane. Let's go to Greg in California. Greg, what do you expect to happen tonight?
I think we might be a little bit surprised. I think they might have him, you know, he might have a couple of Adderall hits in him or something.
Mm.
But I think obviously the people that are awake will obviously stay behind Trump and maybe swing some people from the debates, but I think we, you know, from what we've seen from Biden, I think we'll probably be surprised because how bad it's been going for him for the last couple months.
Well, I don't know. He hasn't done anything I've seen live for more than 20 minutes. I mean, he's never had a sustained event of anything live for more than 20 minutes, and he's expected to triple that, or I guess even more. Yeah, I'm like having a Biden gaffe myself. Not so good at math there, but
I think
so,
he's been doing quite a bit of preparation in that basement of his, you know, with an earpiece and everything.
Yeah, I mean, where has he been for the last 2 days?
Well, that's where.
Yeah, he's been in the basement.
The real reason I was calling though was because I wanted to discuss the what I think the Democrats' real campaign strategy and his plan for their November, basically November surprise.
Yeah, just claim that they have 10 million ballots for Biden and then bring them in after the election.
Yeah, I think that's their plan B. I think their plan A, though, is to kind of use a loss, like as a false flag, and, you know, obviously claim, you know, racism and tyrannical vote, you know, tampering and all this stuff on our side, and then use that loss to kind of get a little bit more widespread violence and then, you know, like a 9/11 type false flag, bring in some more police state and, you know, scare Trump supporters into ushering in some police state tactics to save them from the big bad Antifa and BLM.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, Democrat terrorism is now a playing card that they use quite often. So there, it's absolutely a reality here, whether it's election night or inauguration night. They're going to be doing it or the whole time through it all. So that's kind of where we've been. Greg, thanks for the call. Chuck, yep. In Indiana, what do you expect tonight, Chuck?
I'm not even sure he's going to show up, first of all. I honestly, you know, the way this guy is. However, he will need these things in order to win. He will need Ilhan Omar's headpiece to cover the earpiece that he borrowed from Hillary. He's going to need George Bush's teleprompter. He's going to need to borrow from Nadler some Depends. And that's if he's, you know, hasn't already puffed on his son's meth pipe to make it through the 90 minutes. Because he ain't making it the 90 minutes. I'm sorry, but he's not making it.
What do you think happens first? Do you think, I mean, He could have a mental faculty breakdown where he kind of just forgets what's going on. He could go into a fit of rage. I mean, he could soil himself. I mean, he ripped a fart at one of his events, just bent right over there on stage, just let one rip.
I think this is how it's going to happen. It's going to go down. He's going to realize Trump is going to hit him first. He's going to make a slight mistake. You're going to see the forgetfulness like he did with the creation of the internet. You all know the thing. And then he's going to get mad because he couldn't remember it himself. And he's lost himself, and he's going to get mad at whatever Trump brings up next. And we are going to see the complete annihilation of the so-called Harris-Biden ticket.
Well, he's now got 4 hours and 5 minutes to hit that crack pipe to get ready for that debate. Excellent call, Chuck. Even had me crackling up there.
Have a great day, Owen.
Hey, thank you. Let's go to Johnny in Arizona. Johnny, what do you expect to see tonight?
Owen, more of the same. All bull crap against Trump. They're going to spin it against Trump. That's why Trump needs to go full throttle, pedal to the metal, and not be ashamed and be the man we need him to be, because that's why we voted for him, because we, the people who are awake, know now and knew back then that he's the man we needed.
But, you know, that's a good point. America is much more aware of Trump versus the media now than they were in 2016. And so here's the exercise of what you're talking about. If Chris Wallace comes out there and he's like, President Trump, we've seen your tax returns now, and it shows that you only paid $750 for 2 years. As a man reported as a billionaire, how do you justify that when people are starving, racist? And so Trump needs to come out and say, he needs to be like, you know, I think it's ridiculous you're asking about my taxes, okay? Let's see Biden's taxes, okay? What has Biden been doing to make his money? What about Pelosi worth millions? Have you seen this? Where's her money coming from? Maybe a tax return from old Chuck Schumer up in New York. That's high taxes you're paying, Chuck. How are you so rich, Chuck? So he needs to respond to that by going on the attack. If he defends, if he is ever on the defense tonight against the claims that they throw against him, then that's where they want him, Johnny. Anything else?
Yeah, I just want to say a message to the New World Order, globalists, cabal, whatever you want to call them. And no matter what they do, whether they try to take over the country, if they succeed or not,
God will win.
It doesn't really matter.
The planets have aligned globally. They've aligned nationally. They've aligned financially, culturally, but most importantly, spiritually. We are living at a point in human development that will decide the entire future destiny of our species. And that's why big tech, controlled by the very dark forces of the globalist, is trying to dumb us down, isolate us, make us depressed, make us alone, and track and control every aspect of our lives, literally brainwashing us with the stimuli that they put forward, because they do not want us to take our birthright, not just of Americana, but of true Christendom and the Renaissance and the Enlightenment. They are trying to create a new dark age where they have all the high technology and life extension, and we are walled off in a technocracy that controls us through carbon credits and through a social credit score. This is their plan. We must come together and awaken out of our trance and say no. We must embrace God.
The way the psychological warfare operation works is very, very simple. They get you to give up freedoms by increments, always promising it's only going to be a short period of time, and then the restrictions will be released, but they're not. After a significant amount of time, always 4 or 5 times longer than what they said, they will then slightly release it a little bit to only tighten it down even more later. This is called successive approximation, incrementalism, or the inchworm effect. This is the most common way the totalitarians take over. But there then becomes a point where the public wakes up under the incrementalism, he starts resisting, and then there's usually a giant purge and a clampdown, and you'll see more tyranny rolled out in just a few days, weeks, or months than you saw in the previous 10 years. And that's the period we're in globally right now. A world government, Chi-Com-backed, globalist corporate takeover of the planet that wants you poor and absolutely sick under their thumb forever.
Infowars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
So check this out. This could be the first time, and I'll have to be fact-checked on this. It could be the first time up until, I guess, last night, technically, as a new NHL Stanley Cup champion hockey team was crowned. But I do believe, before last night, it was the first time ever in U.S. history that all four professional sports leagues were playing at the same time. Now, why am I telling you that? Folks, all four professional sports leagues playing at the same time, two of the leagues in the playoffs, and nobody's watching. The ratings are flunking. More people are watching a nightly newscast. So to me, I don't know what it symbolizes other than that America is tuned into what's real. They realize it's time to get focused and to stop playing children's games. And that these sports leagues have become so politicized, people are so turned off, they don't even care. I mean, you talk to sports fans, folks, they're not even watching. I mean, I know a lot of people in sports media. Unless you're actively going to games to cover it, they're not watching either. They're watching Trump. They're watching news. They're watching InfoWars. They're watching Tucker Carlson. They're following Spygate. So it's just an incredible thing to watch. But I don't think all four professional sports leagues have ever been in play at the same time and no one's watching. It's a good thing. It's a bad thing. It's a sign of the times. It symbolizes that Americans realize how important these times are and children's games aren't really a big deal. Let's go to Reed in Florida. Reed, you're on the InfoWars War Room. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Owen? Question. As the president, he has the Secret Service and stuff protecting him. I was in the military. They have a thing called a DART, which is a briefcase-sized radio frequency jammer. Can the president bring that on stage with him for his own safety?
What?
You never know. They might be IEDs or something, and it would jam radio frequencies. I don't know if that would affect the earpiece or not, but...
Well, I'm sure that they've done all the normal, activity to assure there's no threats to the presidents. I know that they have they have basically a mile around the venue secure.
It's not so much the threat, it's the earpiece I'm talking about. The frequency jammer, it's the size of a briefcase. Why can't he just carry that on stage with him and set it near his podium?
Well, at this point, I think they want Biden to wear an earpiece. I mean, that's even worse now. I mean, now he's caught using an earpiece. I mean, who cares what they say to him in the air? He's still going to look like an idiot. So at this point, I think, Biden, you get an earpiece. Won't help him. Reed, thank you so much for the call. Let me jump. I got to jump. I got a guest coming up. I want to take another call from Stevie Lynn in Nebraska. Go ahead, Stevie Lynn.
Hey, Owen. Nice to talk to you again.
Thanks for calling.
I think you're right in what you're saying there. Of course Biden's going to have an earpiece. There's not a chance in the world they're going to push him out, decrepit old man like that, to face Trump. No way. And he already told us what his drug of choice is. Remember when he was asked, did he take a COVID test? And he said, it'll be like me coming up on your talk show, you saying, you want to take a test for cocaine, man? Well, you know what he's saying, man? So that's Biden's drug of choice. And that would explain the 30-minute breaks, because a line of decent cocaine, that's going to wear off after about 30 minutes. He's going to need another hit right there.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, who knows what they're going to do? I mean, I don't know. I mean, like, realistically, I mean, I don't think Biden could probably rail a line of coke. But, I mean, they're definitely getting him hopped up on drugs. I mean, he's probably got an IV drip in him right now as we speak with God knows what. I mean, he may have taken a trip to China for some adrenochrome last night. He's on his way back right now in a short comatose, just trying to suck as much energy out of the universe as he possibly can.
Computer research scientists, engineers working with attorneys have conclusively proven and put out detailed reports at Tablet Magazine documenting what any trained eye could already see as plain as day. The Communist Chinese, working in tandem with the United Nations and the Democratic Party in the United States, as well as the media, put out fake videos and total hysteria to make it look like Day of the Dead, End of the World in China earlier this year. Then the UN put out standardized rules designed to keep the West locked down when China reopened within 3 months. This is the greatest strategic coup ever. This is 21st century warfare being carried out through psychological means for the ultimate psyop. Paul Joseph Watson has written about it at InfoWars.com. Myself, Alex Jones, David Einno, and Troy are covering this heavily. This is the way to bring down the globalists, is exposing how Communist China and the UN were behind the hysteria.
I don't think a more documented case of criminal activity, I don't think a more documented case of election theft or attempted election theft has ever been made before or has ever been revealed before, whether it's Project Veritas with their bombshells and now Minneapolis police looking into explosive voter fraud involving Ilhan Omar. Of course, the FBI stood down. You've got them throwing away ballots in Pennsylvania, ballot harvesting in Pennsylvania, delaying results in Pennsylvania, in Wisconsin. You now have New Yorkers reporting receiving incorrectly labeled mail-in ballots. You have people reporting getting mail-in ballots for deceased family members, dogs, cats, fish, mice. And now Patrick Howley joins us. He's got the story at National File. Joe Biden's Texas political director, Dallas Jones, accused of illegal ballot harvesting. Patrick, before we get into the specifics of the case, has there ever been a more well-documented case of attempted election theft and criminal activity as we're seeing right now with the Democrats in their attempt to steal the 2020 election?
It is absolutely historic, and it's historic because citizens are catching these kinds of things. It's not even the FBI, though the FBI is involved to some degree in some of these cases. But, you know, in Pennsylvania, for instance, the FBI was involved. They found these 9 military ballots, 7 of which were for Trump, 7 of which were discarded and thrown away. And then the U.S. Attorney's Office confirmed, oh, yeah, the county workers were opening them up. And of course they were. So, you know, you mentioned Wisconsin, where the ballots were found in a ditch. All over the country, you are seeing this kind of fraud. And if you know, what we really need to do here is provide a strong case in every state for the Trump legal team to do their magic during the overtime period, because we're definitely going into an overtime period where the Democrats are going to refuse to concede.
Do you think that's their main strategy at this point, is just say, okay, well, whatever happens election night, we're just going to say, oh, there's ballots incoming. They've already got probably millions of them lined up in trucks, just like we saw in Florida in 2018. Do you think ultimately that's their plan?
100%, because they've already done it. We saw this in Georgia. I was involved at the efforts where Brian Kemp squeaked it out in the overtime period against Stacey Abrams. What they were doing after Election Day was running a campaign-style operation to find provisional ballots and say, oh, well, the white racists disenfranchised a bunch of votes. So if you have a provisional ballot out there, let us know. And, of course, you had illegal immigrants, people who didn't live in Fulton County, people who were not registered to vote. You know, all these votes were coming out of Fulton County. So we busted it. And then we saw them, you know, do their next move, which was suing, constant lawsuits in order to drag it out. So we've already seen this in action. We saw Stacey Abrams refusing to basically acknowledge the results, claiming to this day that she's the legitimate governor. This is what they're going to use now on a national level. And Kamala Harris will be driving that, obviously more so than Sleepy Joe.
Now let's get into the specifics of the case here in Dallas. So the Biden, Texas political director, was formally accused of running an illegal ballot harvesting operation. Is this just like what we saw with Ilhan Omar? What's going on?
Well, this is complex. This has been going on for a few years now, and I have confirmation that this is continuing during the presidential election. It's been 10 days now that Texas has been sending out ballots. And so Dallas Jones has been hired recently in recent weeks as the Texas political director for the Biden-Harris campaign. He is named in these two affidavits at the Texas Supreme Court. This is part of a massive investigation that's been going on that we've been reporting on for a few months now. This has led to Ken Paxton, the Texas Attorney General, filing 134 felony charges against Democrats for rigging the vote by mail, giving out ballots to people who are not actually disabled, because if you're disabled, you get a mail-in ballot. So the Democrats have been arguing that fear of coronavirus is actually a disability. Ken Paxton is the only Republican, or one of the only Republicans, I should say, with an official position who actually is going to the mattresses and fighting on this stuff. And he should be the leader. He should be, people should follow in his lead. The RNC, I think, is kind of finally picking up on this now. Like, oh, my God, we're really going into a contested election.
Well, and I think, too, Texas needs to be a representation of the Republican Party waking up. Texas was on the brink of going blue, ladies and gentlemen, on the brink. They made a big move bringing in Alan West to run the Texas GOP. That's been a savior. The attorney general, as you're saying, Ken Paxton, actually looking into the Democrat fraud. So that's going to be a major game changer there, too. What's incredible about this, I mean, you could scan mainstream news. I mean, yeah, Fox will pick this up. Mainstream news isn't even touching this. I mean, we're talking about caught. This isn't theory. These are caught. These are charges. All Democrats in their election theft caught on film. And general news like ABC or NBC, just nightly news, they don't even pick it up.
Well, of course not. I mean, they're running favor for the Democrats. This is getting out there in local news in Texas, and also on the conservative side of the national news, Don Jr. and conservative publications. But it shows the complete balkanization of media. Right? There's no Walter Cronkite anymore in order to give people the kind of official newscast of the night. I got in trouble. The Daily Beast once wrote a whole hit piece on me because I said Alex Jones is my Walter Cronkite, and they didn't like that too much, but it was a good line. But this from these affidavits, by the way, these are two private investigators. One was a top FBI agent. This is at the Texas Supreme Court. This is a quote. I'll read this to you. Quote: I have in my possession videotaped interviews of witnesses attesting to the aforementioned people having groups of people completing thousands of absentee and mail-in ballots, including completing ballots for deceased individuals, illegally going into nursing homes with the complicity of the nursing home staff, and filling out and forging the signatures of nursing home residents, signing up homeless individuals to vote using the ballot harvester's address, then completing the ballot and forging the homeless individual's signature. So you got homeless people, you got nursing homes, you have dead people who all are voting for candidates that they don't even want to vote for. And in one case, an old person was even denied food at their nursing home until they agreed to vote for the candidate that the nursing home wanted them to vote for. So you are seeing elder abuse, you're seeing abuse of the homeless, and you're seeing abuse of the dead people. You know, I said the other day, my grandfather was an old John F. Kennedy Democrat, and he would be disgusted with what is going on with the Democrat Party. But since he's died, he's only going to vote for the Democrats three times this year.
You know, I'm sitting here, I'm trying to hold back my laughter, and it's I don't even know how to explain it. When you're talking about the Democrats are literally abusing elders to get them to vote Democrat. I mean, I'm laughing, but it's like, that's how sick these people are. I mean, they literally are like going to your granny, like, do you want dinner tonight? Yeah, you better vote Biden. It's like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, no, it's like Ben Stiller's character in Happy Gilmore, the kind of vindictive nursing home, attendant, but it's obviously to get them to vote for Sleepy Joe.
It's like, oh, I just want my carrots. You better vote for Joe then, bitch. It's like, oh my gosh. It's like, that's your granny. I mean, the Democrats, they're so disturbed at just like a base level, like they're harassing elderly people to vote for Biden. I mean, I'm sorry. It's disgusting. It's really sickening. But I mean, it's hilarious how low these people will stoop.
Yes,
yeah. Hey, are you going to be voting? Oh, yeah. Okay. I'll vote for Joe. I don't want it. Yeah, you better vote for Joe Biden. No dinner for you. All right. 10 more votes for Biden. Okay. Hey, Patrick, why do you suppose the FBI in Minneapolis is not investigating Ilhan Omar and refused to, but you do have the FBI involved in Texas?
The FBI is they're not too good, actually. I mean, if you just saw the news that just broke, actually, the new stuff that was declassified, the FBI knew that Hillary Clinton cooked up the whole Russia hoax in order to distract from her email scandal. So, I mean, the FBI, you know, I know the conservative talking point is, oh, the good, hardworking rank and file agents. You know, I think we were perfectly fine before we had the FBI. I think it was unnecessary.
Uh-oh. Oh, no. Oh, Ilhan. Oh, gee. Oh, and Chris Ray. He's very disappointed, Ilhan. Oh, my goodness. She had the ballot stuffed in her hat. We should have known all along.
Are you sick and tired of your calm, peaceful life? Are you sleeping too well at night? Is your city too safe? Well, not anymore. Introducing Democrats. Politicians so incompetent, they'll fill your neighborhood with riots, looting, rampant violence, and even homelessness. The secret is a special blend of corruption and good old-fashioned stupidity. No more pesky law and order. When Democrats are in charge, nobody's safe. Simply vote for Democrats, sit back, and watch your neighborhood burn to the ground. But wait, vote for Democrats now and they'll include rolling blackouts, election fraud, cancel culture, taxes, and more taxes. Democrats, bringing chaos right to your front door.
Introducing InfoWars Life Pure Turmeric Extract. This is taken under the tongue. It is pure turmeric. It goes together very well with our body's ultimate turmeric formula that is taken as a powdered capsule and absorbed in the stomach and intestines. This is absorbed under the tongue into the bloodstream, and then the remaining also is then absorbed by the stomach. So it's more of an intense delivery system. The two formulas are different, but both are concentrates, and our first product got rave reviews. We've now been testing this out for several months. Some of our staff like it more than Bodies. Some like Bodies better. For me, they're both amazing for their anti-inflammatory action and so much more, and they fund the InfoWar. So get our new liquid turmeric extract exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com today. Get an additional 25% off. This is a 360 win. Turmeric is renowned for what it does for all of our bodies, for inflammation and so much more. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The globalists are very, very honest about their planetary goals. They want private corporate governance above nation states, above religious institutions, above the family. They want total corporate power. There was a great film back in the early 1970s called Rollerball with James Caan, and it's based on a novel set in the year 2020. And in the book, you have mega corporations that control the planet. There are no longer nation states. There are only cities that are the capitals of the corporations. Well, if you actually read what the Davos Group and the CFR, Trilateral Commission, say in the year 2020, that is their end game. That is their goal. So we're talking about a Hunger Games type scenario here, run by very, very, very ruthless people that see us as chattel. And they're using COVID-19 as their takeover strategy, and Communist China as their model. We must reject it now.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
About to get cleaved in the land. Patrick Halley is with us. Let's get his take. Will it be the flim flam in the land, the slam in the land, the sham in the land, or will Joe Biden get cleaved in the land tonight in the first presidential debates? Patrick Halley.
I think that Trump is going to run circles around him. I think that Trump, being a master of psychology and the master of interpersonal communications and an expert on Jungian psychology, he actually does study Jungian psychology. That's how he comes up with his kind of like, Little Marco and Lying Ted and those kinds of nicknames, because he realizes that the collective unconscious labels people just kind of naturally. You're like, there's certain archetypes that reoccur.
Like and Orange
so,
Man.
Trump, right. Well, Trump is very plugged into how people think and how people respond to stuff. And so I think that, what he's probably going to do is try to make Joe Biden fight him. And once Joe Biden goes off script, whether or not he has an earpiece in during the debate, obviously we'll be looking closely for that if the network cameras are even going to show what's in his ear. But, I think that Trump will be trying to bait Biden into getting angry, getting hostile, getting off of his script. And that's where he can reveal Joe Biden once and for all to be the mentally decrepit mental midget that we know he is.
In 2016, President Trump in the three debates had a clear strategy to me, which was on the first debate, he kind of went easy, was on cruise control. Second debate really came out hard, hammered Hillary, went on the attack. And then third debate really just focused on policy. Do you think the president kind of has that overall same approach? Or do you think now, knowing what he knows about the media and Joe Biden and Obama and everything, that he's not going to have that patience tonight? You think he's going to be baiting Joe, prodding Joe, really wanting to expose Biden tonight?
Yes, I think so. The thing you have to realize is, like most people, Trump has no respect for Joe Biden. Hillary at the time was sort of the leader of the establishment. Trump was the challenger. Trump had never been the president. Trump was applying for the job. Now Trump's been doing the job for 4 years, and they've marched out this mentally decrepit puppet to try to take the job away from him. So Trump has no reason to try to pretend that he has any respect for Joe Biden, or that this is a real debate, or that they're really going back and forth on issues. Nobody cares about issues. There's not going to be any back and forth on Medicare spending or any of the stuff we usually hear in a debate. This is tribalized political combat, in the sense that, if Trump loses, we lose the country. And if Biden gets in there, then America's going to be subverted forever. So I don't think that Trump is going to have any patience. Trump's going to go straight at him. And Rudy Giuliani has hinted that he believes Trump's going to go straight at Biden as soon as it starts.
It'll be interesting to see how Chris Wallace tries to frame this thing to make Trump look bad or set Trump up or make it an easy ride for Joe. Do you think, because I mean, the Biden campaign has essentially admitted it to me. I mean, if I come up to you or you know, if you're a boxer or a fighter and you're like, hey, I want to have a test for steroids before the fight. And the guy says no. You're like, OK, well, he's obviously on steroids. So Joe Biden doesn't want to do the earpiece agreement and he wants the 30 minute breaks. I mean, so the Biden campaign to me has admitted, yep, Joe's going to be wearing an earpiece and Joe can't talk for more than 30 minutes live.
Yeah, obviously. I mean, everybody knows that. So it's important to draw that out. And I think Biden can't even help himself if Trump beats him, if Trump really goes hard at him and beats him. And then Biden is just doing his scripted kind of stuff. It's going to be an interesting dynamic because Trump is an amazing improviser. He's actually funny. He's actually quick on his feet. And Biden is not funny. He's an old crank. He's the guy yelling in the aisle at Walmart with the mask on, you know, yelling at the cashier. And in my right. So the contrast between these two guys is going to be huge. I think Trump is not necessarily going to get angry. I think he's going to be like the Cheshire Cat. He's going to have a grin. He's going to have a smile on his face. He's going to bait Joe Biden into his trap. And I think that's what we're going to see tonight.
Well, everyone's anticipating this. And what's incredible to me, I mean, I don't know. I mean, you talk about ratings. I mean, it is going to be record ratings for presidential debate. Nobody's really watching anything else. I mean, this is the top story. It doesn't matter what, you know, click you're in or what you're into or what your normal pastime is. I mean, everything seems to be gravitating towards this right now because of everything being politicized and then everybody being affected by politics now, too. They can't deny it. I mean, do you expect, I mean, this is going to be a big thing. I mean, people aren't watching sports. They're not watching the Kardashians. They're not watching the debate tonight.
Oh, yeah. And the marginalization of Hollywood and even the marginalization of sports. I never thought I would see sports become unpopular in America. All these things that have kind of dominated the psyche as psyops in the post-war era for the last 60, 70 years, especially Hollywood, the recording industry, entertainment in general, all of these things fading away because they can't compare to the reality. The reality is more interesting. The reality is more entertaining. And the reality ultimately matters in terms of whether or not we're going to end up in a FEMA camp. So there's no reason to turn on the NBA, and it just doesn't matter. And people are finally waking up from this kind of trivial slumber and I think embracing the reality of the fact that we don't have a stable society. Civilization could fall. And I think that's a needed thing. I think it's necessary for people to take the red pill and realize what the real paradigm is here and what we're going into.
Yeah, you said it. I don't think I ever imagined the day and age where sports would be unpopular in America, or you would be in a situation where I still think it's the first time ever. I mean, at least that I could tell you that all four professional sports leagues are playing at the same time. Pivotal games, no excitement. Sports fans don't even care. I mean, I have friends in sports media. I'm talking to them. They're like, hey, man, I'm talking politics. I'm on ESPN radio. We're talking politics.
Yeah, well, ESPN is a political network now. It's like if the Young Turks did a sports network. It's the most left-wing, ridiculous network I've ever seen. So, and that's really what subverts stuff, even more so than MSNBC, is because they get into the normie kinds of pastimes and they influence and subvert that. But they're so blatant about it now. It's so over the line that even the basic normies don't care anymore. It's like, this is odd. I don't like this. I don't want this. Because there's no fans in the stands at the game.
It's so stupid. It's not even exciting.
No, of course not.
It's just the most spoiled brat activity you can find. But hold on, I need the genius of Patrick Halley. What is this symbolism? I mean, what sign language is LeBron using here? Surely it's ancient Egyptian. I mean, this is high intellect stuff.
I've heard that it's the Beulah Society, and the Beulah Society is linked to Black Lives Matter and to the witchcraft element, and we can get more into that. But the Beulah Society is a secret society for black supremacy.
Beulah? Beulah.
Remember, the enemy is working around the clock to suppress voices of independent people all over the world. The globalists have a plan for total vertical integration, absolute authoritarianism, to where you are a captive of their devices, of their control. But that is only a means to an end. Once they have the electronic straitjacket in place, they are on record that they will bring in forced inoculations that sterilize you and your family and worse. Many of the vaccines being pushed by the United Nations actually give people polio and actually give people cancer. Most cancer is viral. That's a big secret. But the secret is beginning to come out. It's even in the Associated Press. Remember, all of these banned videos and reports are at banned.video, but only you can share them and save humanity. I don't want to be negative about the prospects of the election, but I need to be honest with everybody. The Democrats and their deep state controllers, communist Chinese, have come out and said they're going to contest the election. They know that Trump's going to win in a landslide. And the destabilization that that's going to cause is going to further destroy the markets and the economy. And going into the future, even if Trump is able to prove that he's won the election, the Democrats have said they're going to break away politically and culturally into the blue states and blue cities and basically use that as a pretext to sabotage the Republic even more. So until this cancer is rooted out, until these criminals that work with foreign governments that are trying to basically destroy the country are punished and removed, it's just going to continue to happen. And so that's the big problem here, is that we have systemic, dug-in corruption by people that hate the country's very existence. The Renaissance, the Great Enlightenment, it's all being swept away and being replaced by scientific tyranny that's establishing a form of planetary digital law where the technocrats are above the law and the public isn't even considered to be as valuable as a cow. In fact, humans are seen as garbage that's got to be taken out and removed. That is the post-human exterminist plan. That is the public ideology of the globalists. And everything they've built with this high-tech grid is to absorb us and anesthetize our minds as we're slowly killed. And any future generations that happen to straggle out of their mother's wombs will be a mere shadow of what humans once were. This is the satanic ruling elite engaged in mass vandalism against God's creation, humanity. This is the essence of evil. Remember, the global lockdowns you're witnessing, the Black Lives Matter, Antifa riots, and racial attacks we're all seeing are publicly directed by a handful of top billionaires, led by people like Bill Gates, Jeff Bezos, of course, Tim Cook, and others. They sit up there with their trillions of dollars they control in their companies and their hundreds of billions of dollars individually, leveraging that against us and trying to create an artificial revolution against local government and police. And the mayors are, again, they're playing their political game to try to trigger the complete breakdown of the United States and Western Europe so these billionaires can come in and buy it all up for billions on the dollar. That's why I'm so angry at these globalists, because when you're looking at them, they're the ones that sit in their councils and have decided to run these plans against us. They are enemies of humanity and must be dealt with. It's us or them, period.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
This broadcast is not for the weak-minded.
It's The War Room
with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
There's a live shot of Cleveland, Ohio, where cleaved in the land is Joe Biden's destiny. Real quick, I want to mention an individual you may or may not have heard of, but he was very popular in the MAGA movement. He did a lot for the MAGA movement. King Face, as he was known from New York, has passed away. Some sort of complications led to him being hospitalized, and he passed away today. But his legacy definitely lives on. So we give him a shout out here, as he's surely going to be watching tonight's debates from up above in the next dimension. Now, Patrick Halley was going to depart us, but then he called me a Beulah. And so I had to understand exactly what he accused me of being, a Beulah here. Some sort of black magic, BLM witchcraft, I guess, that LeBron is a part of. And then we're going to take your phone call. So what, LeBron is a Beulah? What is this?
Well, if you look at the tattoo on LeBron James's chest, there is a lot of speculation that LeBron comes from the secret society known as the Beulah Society. It's spelled B-O-U-L-E. Sometimes you'll hear it called the Buell Society. Not a lot of people know about this. However, there is a whistleblower who has come out and said that Black Lives Matter is integrally tied to this and is tied to the kind of voodoo, black magic, witchcraft element of this. This is a black supremacist secret society similar to Skull and Bones, similar to Bohemian Grove, and similar to the Freemasons. Now, we know that Me Too was closely linked to witchcraft. You had Bourdain's girlfriend there, Asia Argento, and some of these other folks, Rose McGowan, who have posted a lot of witchcraft stuff. Black Lives Matter, it seems now, there is some evidence that the co-founders, who are black women, have discussed spellcasting, have discussed the occult and black magic. And so, you know, if we look more into the Beulah Society, I'm doing an article on this for National File. We will begin to see more about what the agenda is behind Black Lives Matter.
Maybe this is that some Beulah Society stuff right here? I don't know what we're looking at here. Anyway, crazy stuff. I did not know about that. All right. Patrick Alley from nationalfile.com is going to stick around. We're going to go out to your, the phone lines now. Let's go with Jeff in Canada calling in. Jeff, what do you think is going to happen tonight?
If you don't vote for Joe, you can't have any pudding. How can you have any pudding if you don't vote for Joe?
Good thing I don't like pudding.
That's my Pink Floyd remake there. I think Trump's got to go completely beast mode on him today. It could be the last debate. And I think he's really got a target on the voter fraud. That seems to be the hot button issue that's going to make or break him in the end. And he's got to bring it all up. It's so ripe right now with Veritas and what others have been breaking. He's just got a wail on it. And if he's smart, he'll put an executive order in. Anyone caught with doing voter fraud gets 5 years in jail. And you got a whistleblower clause that if you turn in the one who signed you up, you don't go to jail. He's just got to completely blow that up tonight.
Yeah, I agree, because there's no defense. There's nothing really Biden can do. I mean, he could just say, hey, you know, Joe Biden's campaign in Texas got caught illegally ballot harvesting. They have tape of it. There's no real defense that Biden can make in that situation other than lashing out. Patrick, do you want to respond to that?
Yeah, I think that. Right. And the more that Sleepy Joe talks about, you know, the conspiracy theories or this kind of stuff, the more we can point out how much these people lie. I mean, this is a guy who said that, 200 million people are going to be dead of coronavirus by the time he's finished talking. You know, the whole Russia thing, as we now know, which was just declassified by the DNI director, was cooked up by Hillary Clinton all along to deflect from her emails. So the Democrats don't have any credibility. It's so fascinating to see they truly are a cult, where even their rank and file followers, even the cat ladies, morning RBG, okay, down at their local co-op, are aware of the fact that these talking points really aren't true, but it's just about repeating the lines and just saying that, you know, staying on script. And that's how they want to push communism into practice, just through sheer lying.
Yeah, no, that really is an incredible phenomenon. It's like, yeah, at the top, we know that Obama and Hillary and the people in Obama's administration, we know what they were collaborating on and we know what they were discussing. And so they're up there. I mean, they know, hey, we made up the Russian collusion front. You know, hey, we know Trump's not racist or whatever. But then the average minions, they just go along with it. It's like, they're not in on the meetings. They're not, you know, they're not the ones covering up their corruption. They just go along with it because they're in this cult. I mean, I really don't get it to me. I don't know what they think they get out of this other than just the thought that if they destroy us, it'll somehow deliver them.
Yeah. And I think that there's a lot of hatred among white women for white men for whatever reason. This is something that's been cooked up, but there's definitely an anti-male hostility and there's an anti-white male hostility among so many of them that I think it's just sort of blind rage at this point. They hate white men. They hate conservatives. They hate patriotic people so much. They don't even really know what the objective is or what the end game. They're willing to put masks on their faces and think that's somehow a cool thing. They don't realize that they are are being destroyed by the very system too. And by the way, every time there's a communist takeover, it's the useful idiots who are the first to go, the first to get sent off to the camps, the first ones to be kind of rolled over, because they're useless. They're not, you know, the communist social controllers don't have any respect for the useful idiots.
Let's take another phone call here. Let's go to Mike calling in from Houston. Thanks for the call, Jeff. Mike in Houston, what do you think is going to happen tonight?
I also think that they're probably going to have to keep Chris Wallace at bay, because he's probably going to try and tilt the whole thing. But other than that, I think it's going to be a bloodbath.
You think Trump's going on the offense?
Yeah, I think he has to. I mean, you know, I kind of agree with, on one hand, you know, like you were saying earlier, the people who are kind of on the middle, they may not like seeing it, you know, seeing him just whoop up on an old man. But the other point of that is you've got to prove that this guy is nowhere near capable of being a president.
Think about this. He wants a break every 30 minutes. Really? That's how pathetic you are? How are you supposed to be the leader of the free world?
Literally. I mean, standing up, it's not like, you know, you're not doing jogging for 30 minutes. I mean, you're standing up and taking it. You're talking out of your mouth. For 30 minutes? I mean, people have to do that in debate class when you're 19.
I mean, heck, he could sit down if he wanted. He can't think for more than 30 minutes. That's his problem.
Right. I don't think it's energy. I think it's literally mental capability. I think it has very little to do with energy. I don't think he can talk for 30 minutes.
It's going to be interesting. We're all kind of just sitting here like, how is Biden even going to, what? I mean, this is the guy who flails around with a teleprompter in front of him. He can't even read.
I'm surprised it's going on. I mean, it's almost like a UFC fight. You're surprised it got sanctioned by the State Athletic Commission. I mean, it's almost so lopsided. But, I mean, we'll see. Again, he's got 2 hours to quit. I'm still going to be amazed if he shows up, to be honest.
It's unbelievable. Mike, thank you for the call. Patrick, in closing here, can you believe it? I mean, I can't believe Biden's going to be on a stage with Trump. I mean, it's just like, it's not fair. It's like Mike Tyson fighting a third grader.
There's no constitutional provision for what happens if the Democrats put in a fake president. So you realize that if Biden, as commander in chief, if he's going to have the red phone, he's going to have the nuclear football, he could potentially get on the phone with some military guys who are so plugged into, oh, well, the commander in chief said so. You know, he could just start rambling about launching nukes. And, you know, then it's the dandelion girl and mushroom cloud. And, you know, it's terrible. Terrifying. So America's going to get a look at that tonight. And, you know, I think Trump needs to point that out. Do you want this guy to have the nuclear codes?
Yeah, Biden would pick up the red phone and be like, yeah, I need a number two with ketchup. And the guy's like, what? Fire the nuke? It's like, yeah, number two. Fire two nukes? It's like, yep, that's going to do it. Thanks. It's like, oh, wow. Joe Biden just started World War III and he thought he was ordering a cheeseburger. Good night. Patrick Halley, nationalfile.com. Always a pleasure. We'll be speaking with you later, Patrick, after this epic debate. We'll catch up.
Hello, my name is Dr. Fauci, and I've been at the NIH and CDC for 45 years, and I've overseen, the AIDS pandemic and so many other things, and I take my orders from Bill Gates, Dr. Bill Gates. I mean, he's not a doctor, but he controls everything you do. And he now says you're going to take the shots. And of course, in England, they are now saying what I told you. You will not be allowed to travel, leave your home until you take all the shots. Bill Gates, your owner, your master, says you will have to take 4 to 5 COVID shots a year for adult, 2 for baby. Baby may be much more manageable, just like Bill Gates give you polio and vaccine. I'm Dr. Fauci, reminding you that we owe you.
This is your last chance to get 8-pack Power Stack, and I'm really bummed out about that. It started out as a sleeper product, but the people that did order it loved it and started reordering it. They spread the word and became one of our best sellers. But because of the COVID supply chain breakdown, and because there's 13 different formulas in 8-pack Power Stack, we are unable to secure it anymore. This is the highest in AMPM pack system you're going to find, where you take half the pills in the morning, half the caplets and pills and gel caps at night. It's amazing. I don't have time to go into everything that's in it, but this gets people to remember to take it, and that's why it's having such a great effect, because the stuff in here is absolutely amazing. So it's your last chance to get 8 Power Stack at InfoWarsStore.com. It's 60% off and free shipping. That is at cost. For all of you that already support InfoWars, we're passing these savings on to you. Get your 8-pack Power Stack now, or you still can. Last chance to get it, InfoWarsStore.com. 8-pack Power Stack, 60% off and free shipping.
The planets have aligned globally. They've aligned nationally, they've aligned financially, culturally, but most importantly, spiritually. We are living at a point in human development that will decide the entire future destiny of our species. And that's why big tech, controlled by the very dark forces of the globalist, is trying to dumb us down, isolate us, make us depressed, make us alone, and try to control every aspect of our lives, literally brainwashing us with the stimuli that they put forward, because they do not want us to take our birthright, not just of Americana, but of true Christendom and the Renaissance and the Enlightenment. They are trying to create a new dark age where they have all the high technology and life extension, and we are walled off in a technocracy that controls us through carbon credits and through a social credit score. This is their plan. We must come together and awaken out of our trance and say no. We must embrace God.
Computer research scientists, engineers working with attorneys have conclusively proven and put out detailed reports at Tablet Magazine documenting what any trained eye could already see as plain as day. Communist Chinese working in tandem with the United Nations and the Democratic Party in the United States, as well as the media, put out fake videos and total hysteria to make it look like Day of the Dead, End of the World in China earlier this year. Then the UN put out standardized rules designed to keep the West locked down when China reopened within 3 months. This is the greatest strategic coup ever. This is 21st century warfare being carried out through psychological means for the ultimate psyop. Paul Joseph Watson has written about it at InfoWars.com. Myself, Alex Jones, David Knight, Owen Schroer are covering this heavily. This is the way to bring down the globalists, is exposing how communist China and the UN were behind the hysteria.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Joe Biden was out before it even began. Old Sleepy Joe. We have the countdown up, guys. We are 35 days to the election and now 3 hours and 13 minutes, I believe, from the debates. We'll have live coverage that technically we're going to be starting up in the next segment coming up. Our official Trump versus Biden presidential debate pre-coverage begins. Alex Jones takes over at 6 o'clock. He'll be live with us till at least 9, maybe even 10. And then I'll take back over till midnight. I'll have great guests, Tyler Nixon, Robert Barnes, Patrick Cowley, and your calls tonight. All at 2020electioncenter.com, band.video, the links at InfoWars.com. I'm about to go back to your phone calls. I won't pontificate on this too long, but I have to bring it up again, ladies and gentlemen, because I have to urge you to take action right now and secure your water supply with the water filters at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain-eating amoeba in Lake Jackson water supply discovered. So, folks, stop spending hundreds, if not thousands of dollars a year on bottled water. Stop drinking the tap water that has brain-eating amoebas and lead and other toxins in it and fluoride. Get your water filters at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got a bunch of different kinds. Take your pick, whatever one is best for you. They're at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a no-brainer. This is an absolute must-have.
why do you not have a water filter at your home? I mean, this is like act one, filtered water. So please, I implore you, get to InfoWarsStore.com, get yourself a water filter. They are on sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Getting back to the phone lines, Mike in Houston, Texas, another Mike in Texas, what do you think is going to happen tonight? Go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, so I think, Biden's not going to do too well, but the problem is that we're able to rag on him because he's so vulnerable. And it just occurred to me today that we need to protect him, because if there's any false flag, he might be the target. And they might actually want to ride in on his sympathy and replace with whoever they want. He's getting built up like a voodoo doll, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they can pull a false flag off with Joe Biden right in front of us, but they'd love to make a martyr out of him.
He's the softer target. They've got the better access to him, and he's totally expendable to them because he makes no sense as a candidate unless you're trying to get some sympathy, some guilt.
Yeah, but they can't. Kamala Harris makes even less sense for them as a candidate. I mean, they've picked Joe. They have to get Joe across this finish line.
Let's hope he stays safe.
Yeah, I mean, who knows? Maybe he drops a COVID, in 2 hours, and all of a sudden they cancel.
I'm more worried about them framing the MAGA-looking person for it,
Well, I don't think that would happen tonight. There's just way too much security. But we are definitely, in false flag territory. The Democrats, the globalists, the Chi-Coms, the powers that be would love to run a false flag to distract from what's happening and to recreate a narrative, as we are just 35 days from the election. Thanks for the call, Mike. Let's go to Beefy in Virginia. Go ahead, Beefy.
Yo.
Yo.
Yo, I'm here.
Yep, go ahead.
Oh, what's up, buddy? Yo, thanks for taking my call. Really quick, what I think is going to happen tonight, and I'm hoping what's going to happen tonight, is Trump's going to look at Sleepy Joe and say, Sleepy Joe, why did you rape the hell out of Tara Reid? Why did you do that to that poor girl? Oh, and where's Hunter? Where's your son Hunter Biden, huh? And, look that way away from me, because, the earpiece is going to be on Trump's side, because he's got to be able to look at Trump when Trump's talking trash. So look away from me and show the American people that earpiece. Let them see the deep state talking in your ear.
We'll see how savage Trump wants to be. I mean, the shots he can take at Biden are numerous. It just depends on how he measures it. Does he value this debate more and weigh the risk that this could be the only debate? Or does he play it like he did in 2016 and say, debate one, I'm going to take it easy. I'll let Joe Biden talk, let him embarrass himself, maybe let him forget his lines, forget where he is, and then really hammer him in the second debate. I wonder what the ratings are going to be like. I mean, I imagine it's got to be a top-rated presidential debate, which really says something, because nobody tunes in to watch Biden. I mean, nobody goes to a Biden event. Nobody cares about Biden. Nobody tunes into his little live streams. So it's really just all about watching Trump destroy Biden. That's what everyone's going to be tuned in for.
Absolutely. He needs to be savage like it's all on the line back in, like it was in 2016, because it is. I mean, he needs to go out there and tell the American people that this corrupt pedophile globalist who's owned by China and the deep state will destroy America if they manage to steal this election. Free Kyle Rittenhouse.
Thank you for the call, Beefy. Let's go to Josh in Ohio. Josh, what do you think is going to happen tonight?
Howdy, Owen. So I got a couple points to make. First one, I think what I see is Trump coming out and ripping the skin off of Joe Biden, and it's just going to be a bloodbath. My other point is, who do we think is the speaking point that's in Joe Biden's earpiece? Is it Kamala Harris? Is it AOC? Is it Hillary Clinton? Who do we think that is? Because those are going to probably show when he tries to go to answer a question, because he can't think for himself.
Is it Alex Soros? Is it John Podesta? Who is in Joe Biden's ear? I don't think it's Kamala Harris. She's not very bright. They want to have somebody smart in there, so it's definitely not AOC. Ilhan Omar's busy covering up her criminal activity. So maybe Hillary. Maybe they put Hillary in there. But Hillary needed an earpiece, so who knows? But I guess it really doesn't matter. They just need someone in Joe's ear just to keep him alive, basically, in case he forgets his lines or starts dozing off.
Yeah, pretty much. It's, and my thing, too, is I see where the reason why he wanted those 30-minute intervals is so he can go take another line of cocaine to get himself up to where he can actually speak and not fall off to where Trump can attack him on where he needs to.
Yeah, the Biden campaign has fully exposed themselves when they deny the earpiece check. Okay, Joe's going to have an earpiece. And then they need the 30-minute breaks. Okay, Joe needs to go take drugs every 30 minutes to stay awake. They've pretty much just put that out there for everybody to accept without admitting it. But, you know, we're not stupid. We can put two together. It's pretty obvious. Thanks for the call, Josh. Greg in Florida. Greg, what do you think is going to happen tonight?
Owen, how you doing there?
Good, thank you.
Good. Wallace is the only concern I have. And, you know, the way he treats Trump in those interviews, and Trump's always been forthright in showing up for these bogus interviews with Wallace, and he just tries to trash him. He's, you know, that guy should go work for CNN. But what I think's going to, the outcome's going to be, hopefully the questions are going to be legit, and, you know, they're both going to have, you know, be able to respond to the same question. And, you know, Trump will floor him, but I don't think so. I don't think they're going to do that. I mean, I don't trust any of these people. I really don't.
Yeah, Wallace is a snake. He's been just yearning for his got Trump moment for 4+ years now. Wallace has been just sweating, itching for his got Trump moment, and he can't get it because Wallace is a small man. So he's probably going to try to do that again.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think it's terrible. This whole thing is such a sham. I mean, I got to tell you, can I mention two things real quick to you?
If you can do it in 50 seconds.
Okay. Number one, I was surprised about the judge Trump picked. Okay. I was surprised about that. Number two, nobody's talking about this, about all the banks shutting down, all the big banks, Bank of America, Chase shutting down. That's the next thing they're sliding in behind us.
I haven't seen that, but, I mean, sadly, we know as much as anybody the attacks on personal commerce that the left is waging, the globalists are waging, the Chinese communists are waging against anybody who's backing Trump and wants to put up anything that supports Trump or is pro-America, anti-communist. So we've been reporting on that. You've seen it happening to other people. All right, ladies and gentlemen, the first presidential debate. Joe Biden gets cleaved in the land. Our coverage begins coming up next. More of your phone calls and pre-debate coverage.
It's the evening of September 26, 2020. And I just got done watching the horrible footage of thousands of riot police with truncheons beating thousands of peaceful people in Trafalgar Square protesting the COVID martial law lockdown. An iron curtain is descending over the world from the United Nations, even more evil than the old Soviet Union. And its model is communist China. We're not facing incremental tyranny. We're facing absolute 100% commitment to evil because the system thinks we're weak and thinks we're stupid and is making this move. And whether it's Australia, the UK, or the US, Black Lives Matter, funded by Soros, can run around and kill cops and burn things down to their heroes. And, oh, nobody's worried about the COVID BS, but when it's patriots saying we have rights, we have dignity, they get viciously attacked. All the videos are at Infowars.com of David Icke speaking and more.
The way the psychological warfare operation works is very, very simple. They get you to give up freedoms by increments, always promising it's only going to be a short period of time, and then the restrictions will be released. But they're not. After a significant amount of time, always 4 or 5 times longer than what they said, they will then slightly release it a little bit to only tighten it down even more later. This is called successive approximation
incrementalism, or the inchworm effect. This is the most common way that totalitarians take over. But there then becomes a point where the public wakes up under the incrementalism, starts resisting, and then there's usually a giant purge and a clampdown, and you'll see more tyranny rolled out in just a few days, weeks, or months than you saw in the previous 10 years. And that's the period we're in globally right now. A world government, Chi-Com-backed, globalist corporate takeover of the planet that wants you poor and absolutely sick under their thumb forever.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Mrs. Biden.
I'm sorry. You can't. Well, why don't you try again?
Mrs. Biden. Can Joe come out and debate?
He doesn't want to.
Can Joe come out and debate?
Girls, I'm sorry.
See him? So we'll know that he's alive?
I told you. He's not even alive.
Yo, Joe, come on out, man.
Yeah, come on out.
What you doing?
Yeah, come on out.
Come on, man.
Kids, I'm sorry. No, he knew.
Okay, guys, we'll be back.
Come out and debate. It's almost time, Sleepy Joe. It's almost time, Sleepy Joe. Wake up from that nap, Sleepy Joe. Come out of that basement, Sleepy Joe. What is it going to be like? There is the stage. The stage is set, as they say, for the first presidential debate of 2020. You see, it looks like they have chairs set up there, but I doubt they'll be filling them. That'll be interesting to monitor. I imagine that Chris Wallace is going to be sitting in front of that TV stand / podium that you see there. And then you see the two podiums for the candidates. And the stage there, both candidates kind of at an angle looking in. Maybe that makes it easier to hide Biden's earpiece. Where is the door that they're going to shuffle Biden off to give him a quick hit of speed or adrenochrome or whatever they have stored up for him to keep him alive for 90 minutes? Oh, and they have a nice little COVID testing center there. For anybody who's going to be attending, isn't that nice? Oh, so trendy. Will it be the flim-flam in the land? Will it be the slam in the land? Will it be the sham in the land? Or will Joe Biden get cleaved in the land? This is InfoWars presidential debate coverage. Hour number one, we're going to be live till midnight tonight. I'll be finishing up here in normal fashion as I finish the War Room every day at 6 p.m. This just now intervenes as our first presidential debate coverage. Alex Jones will be taking over at 6 p.m. He'll be with you till at least 9. He may go till 10 tonight, at which point I will then take over and be with you till midnight. I'll have great guests coming up. Robert Barnes, Tyler Nixon, Patrick Halley will be back with me and taking your phone calls, which we will go back to after our first break here for the presidential debate coverage. Remember the links, 2020electioncenter.com, band.video, and of course those links will be at infowars.com as well. So tell your friends and family to tune in, ladies and gentlemen. It's got big fight feel. It's got big game feel. Everybody is tuning in. They're not watching dumb reality television. They're not watching professional crybaby sports leagues. No, they're watching presidential debate number one. InfoWars coverage begins now at 2020electioncenter.com.
Perhaps, most cruelly of all, if Donald Trump has his way, the complications from COVID-19, which are well beyond what they should be. It's estimated that 200 million people have died, probably by the time I finish this talk.
Joe Biden has always been a congenital liar, part of the establishment for close to 50 years. But now, boy, as his brain degenerates, we are seeing walking public dementia on the biggest stage in the world, the 2020 election. There are 370 million people in the United States. If 200 million died from COVID, that'd be more than half of the population, when not even 0.1% have actually died. But him putting these giant lies and these incredibly brain-damaged statements out is emblematic of the general public being in a trance. How is anyone even putting up with this? It is beyond bizarre.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's InfoWars coverage of the first presidential debate. I am Owen Schroyer with you till 6 p.m. I hand over the reins to Alex Jones. And then President Trump, sleepy, creepy Uncle Joe Hyden Biden, square off in Cleveland, Ohio for presidential debate one. Our coverage is at 2020electioncenter.com and band.video. I will be coming back on live after the debates to do post-debate coverage with Alex Jones, Deanna Lorraine, Robert Barnes, Tyler Nixon, Patrick Halley, and others, and your phone calls. Heavy police presence on the streets of Cleveland. High-level security detail. We do have Greg Reese coming up on the ground. In 20 minutes, he'll be joining us on the ground to give us an update on what the scenes there in Cleveland, Ohio are like. In the meantime, though, we are taking your phone calls. The number to call in is 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. What do you think is going to happen tonight at the debate? It has the big game feel, the big fight feel, big energy, big anticipation. No one's excited about other TV events. Nobody's excited about reality TV. Nobody's excited about sports. There's nothing else. It's all on the line. It's all right here. And we will be watching with bated breath as most anticipate a throttling, a annihilation, as some have put it, of Joe Biden tonight by President Donald J. Trump. We have Truth Dealer, who is in Cleveland, called in. Truth Dealer, what do you think is going to happen tonight?
Well, I'll tell you what's going to happen, Owen. They are going to have that bombshell attack on Trump, which is supposed to be the $750 tax, right? Well, if I were President Trump, here's what I would do. I would take a roll of $750 cash, just put on, you know, real panache, real pimp-like, and just slap it down on the table and Joe, and say, here, Joe, why don't you give this to Ilhan Omar? Maybe she can buy you a few votes with it.
Ooh!
You love it? That's mic drop.
That's glorious. Because it gives the optics of, like, okay, it's like a tiny little wad of cash. Like, this is what they're so pissed over? While Hunter Biden is getting $3.5 million on record, we have the wire transfers. But then it also not only gives the optics of just, you know, a tiny little roll of cash there, But like you said, I mean, it just allows Trump to kind of make a whole thing of it, like, hey, and then spin it off into the ballot harvesting where the Democrats are caught paying for votes.
Exactly. It pivots perfectly to what the average American needs to know happened, because Project Veritas is being censored. Oh, just, you know, a 50 out of 10 in terms of censorship. You have to go out of your way to find them. It will not find its way into any news feed. We know that Silicon Valley is 100% against President Trump. And in regards to Hunter Biden, do you know what I would say? I would say, Joe, my administration has stopped more human trafficking and pedophile rings than any previous administration. Meanwhile, simultaneously, your son is procuring human trafficking. What do you have to say about that?
Yeah, and just like Don Jr. said in that video we played yesterday, Hunter Biden is a sick bastard.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It is important that all of us do our part. I am the Truth Dealer. You can find my work on youtube.com/truthdealer. It's not cheap looking stuff. I am a retired television producer. You guys at InfoWars, feel free to use any of it whenever you want. I don't care. I am just there to help. You know, it's funny because some of my numbers were going gangbusters. Did a 9/11 video on the anniversary this year. Bang, all of a sudden, just shadow banned. The term Blexit has obviously been a big search term because of what happened with George Floyd. And at one point, my Blexit video, the first video I ever did for the channel, was the second search option that would come up under the search term Blexit. The second video after that 9/11 video, it's on page whatever, 47.
Yep, they found you. They censored you.
They found me.
Well, we've got your page up there so people can go find it. And wow, great call. We'll see if maybe by osmosis, Trump just happens to have $750 cash on him tonight. You never know.
That would be terrific.
God puts bless. It on the podium. Yeah, thanks for calling, Truth Dealer. It's going to be a wild night, ladies and gentlemen. 90 minutes. Oh, my gosh. Joe Biden, man. Joe, old sleepy Joe. Is he going to be able to make it? He can't make it. They've already admitted it. He needs an earpiece. He needs a nap, a break every 30 minutes. But he can be president. Yeah. Yeah. He can be president, all right. Let's go to Amy in Minnesota. Amy, what do you think is going to happen tonight?
Hi, everyone. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
I live near crazy Minnesota. Crazy Minneapolis, I mean. So I have two crazy possible scenarios. The first one would be Biden will say, come on, man, 19 times in honor of his mask mandate. And Trump will have a secret weapon to have teenage girls strategically placed in the audience to distract him. Or Biden will have a health emergency just before the show and ask Michelle Oh to fill in for him.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised by a Biden health emergency or just anything. I mean, look, we still got, I think, like 2 hours and change till the actual debate begins. I mean, he's not going to tag Michelle Owen, maybe Kamala. But no, I think they could easily run something. Oh, Biden has COVID or whatever. But I don't know. I mean, I think it's too late. I think, you know, they've got them all hopped up and ready to go. And they are just praying that they can get the 30-minute breaks. Think about that. If they do the 30-minute breaks, you know the media. I mean, you already know the media is totally sold out for Biden. But at that point, they're willing to go to any length to cooperate with Sleepy Joe to make it even possible for him to be up there.
And at the end, Trump will tell Biden he's fired.
Well, he doesn't even have a job, though. Biden doesn't even have a job.
That's true. I was thinking about his TV show, Trump's TV show.
Yeah, the old Apprentice.
Yeah, that was it, yeah.
Well,
something crazy is going to happen. They have some trick up their sleeve, I'm sure, you know?
I forget what the first televised presidential debate was. I'm trying to remember, but it was a huge thing because one of the candidates was slovenly, sweaty, unkempt. And then the other candidate was Nixon. And who was he against? Was it Nixon, JFK? the crew's in my ear helping me out here. I think it's going to have that kind of moment, though, where, I mean, that was a big deal because it was the first time it was a presidential debate. And again, Nixon was slovenly. He wasn't ready for the TV. He wasn't thinking about it. He was sweaty. JFK was prepared, suit pressed, hair pressed. I mean, everything. It's a different dynamic, but it's the same. Joe Biden is going to be looking old. He's going to be looking decrepit. He's going to be struggling. He's going to be barely able to stand. Meanwhile, Trump is going to be high energy. He's going to be glowing. He's going to be, vibrant. That's going to be captured on camera tonight. That is inevitably going to be captured on camera tonight. And I don't know how, there's no spin you can do to try to cover that fact up. So that's going to be an interesting one. Amy, thank you so much for the call. We'll continue taking your calls in the next segment. Greg Reiston joins me. He's boots on the ground in Cleveland. Ladies and gentlemen, remember InfoWarsStore.com. That's how everything we do here is possible. That's how we're able to do this extended coverage. That's how we're able to be live till midnight. That's how we're able to hire the crew. That's how we're able to hire the reporters. I mean, it's all made possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. So we're about to take our first break here of tonight's election countdown, but debate coverage, pre-debate coverage. In this short break, hop over to InfoWarsStore.com. If you don't have a water filter yet, ladies and gentlemen, why? Why? So I'm asking you a question as we go to break. Do you have a water filter yet? The answer is no. Get to InfoWarsStore.com in the next 4 minutes. Get yourself a water filter. Secure that you have clean water to drink.
We've now entered month number 8 of the global lockdown, and it's horrible, and it's killing millions of people via starvation. But the good news is it's caused a planetary awakening as well. The general public all over the planet hate Bill Gates. He's the most unpopular person on Earth. People know he's not a doctor. People know he's a eugenicist. The population knows that his vaccines that he pushes have been filled with cancer viruses, polio, sterilants, and more. It's even in the Associated Press. So now they're beginning to understand that we the people know that there is a corporate global government and that these top tech billionaires sit in meetings and decide to pull the type of race war scams and coronavirus scams that we're witnessing. So remember that and let them know that we know who they are and what they've done, and we hold them responsible for the collapse of civilization. They are the enemies of humanity. They want you dead. The globalists are very, very honest about their planetary goals. They want private corporate governance above nation states, above religious institutions, above the family. They want total corporate power. There was a great film back in the early 1970s called Rollerball with James Caan, and it's based on a novel set in the year 2020. And in the book, you have mega corporations that control the planet. There are no longer nation states. There are only cities that are the capitals of the corporations. So if you actually read what the Davos Group and the CFR, Trilateral Commission, say in the year 2020, that is their end game. That is their goal. So we're talking about a Hunger Games type scenario here, run by very, very, very ruthless people that see us as chattel. And they're using COVID-19 as their takeover strategy and Communist China as their model. We must reject it now.
Allergies, dander, asthma, germs, toxins. There are many reasons why we need to think about what is really in the air around us. We may not be able to stop breathing, but we can control what's in the air we breathe. The revolutionary Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system is a powerful ally in the fight against the dangerous toxins and viruses in the air. Powerful, quiet, and effective, the Breeze uses a four-step purification process to help you breathe easier and cleaner. Similar systems could cost hundreds to even thousands of dollars, but the Alexa Pure Breeze air purification is the best and most affordable, bar none. The Breeze and the Ion Cluster patented technology used in the system eliminate up to 99.97% of airborne contaminants. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze today and save big on a world-class air filtration system for your home. Don't keep breathing toxic or dangerous air. Get this special today at InfoWarsStore.com.
I've got some bad news for you, then I got some really bad news, and then I've got some good news. The
Bad news is, even if Trump gets reelected, they're going to still trigger attempts at martial law, medical lockdowns, race riots, and a depression. That's the globalists. They're trying to bring America to our knees. Now, if Trump doesn't get elected, they're still planning to bring us to our knees and really try to break our will and bring us into a super intense depression, total control, and like Australia's already doing, rounding up and arresting people that criticize what the left are doing. That's the really bad news. The good news is this has triggered people out of their sleep all over the world, and the resistance is mounting, and the globalists are panicking. So, bottom line, we're in the fight. We're starting to win, but it's serious. So, pray to God for a global awakening. Support InfoWars, spread the word, and buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. Literally, we're having an emergency Keep InfoWars sale happening right now. Please visit InfoWars Store and keep us on air. Thank you so much.
Infowars.com/show.
Ladies and gentlemen, before I go back to the phone lines, a couple developments here. Judge Sullivan, a hack of a judge in name only, a hack by reputation, has embarrassed himself during the Flynn hearings. General Flynn is an American hero. General Flynn is a patriot. And he was targeted by Obama because Flynn knew how corrupt Obama was and was asking questions about the treason he committed with $500 billion to Iran. By the way, that number $500 billion, you start to see what's happening here. Obama gave $500 billion to Iran. Trump gave $500 billion to black Americans. See that? See, the media doesn't even report on that. It's kind of like Project Veritas. I have a bunch of friends at Project Veritas, and, you know, I mean, they'll tell me things. And then when stuff comes out and I air it on my show over and over, they're like, thank you so much. Thank you so much. I'm like, thank me. Thank you. But see, no one else picks it up. Fox News isn't even picking up the James O'Keefe Project Veritas videos. I mean, barely even blurbing about it. I mean, it's incredible. The FBI won't investigate. Chris Wray's shelf life is maybe 2 weeks at this point. Totally derelict of his duty. Stopping us from having a lot of progress when it comes to justice and civilization in this country. Christopher Wray, at best, is derelict of his duty. At worst, is openly obfuscating his duties. Not just that, ladies and gentlemen, the Biden campaign has just bought the, somehow they've acquired the account at Truth on Twitter. And there seems to be some questions around this. But the claim is it's the Biden campaign in the DNC war room that has somehow acquired the handle at Truth, and they've put out two tweets under it and have already over 139,000 followers. And they plan on using it to fact check Donald Trump during the debates. Need any more evidence that Twitter is in the tank for the Democrats, for the globalists, for the Chi-Coms? Throw that into the evidence pile. We go back to your phone calls. This is InfoWars coverage of the first presidential debate. The live links at 2020electioncenter.com and band.video is where you can catch the streams. Let's go to Teresa in Florida. Teresa, go ahead.
Hello?
What do you think is going to happen tonight, Teresa?
Actually, I'm not currently in Florida. I reside in Florida, but I'm currently in Indianapolis. I had to come. That's where I was raised.
Wow, you lied. You lied to the people taking the phone calls. I don't know if we can trust you now.
I actually did tell him that. He probably just didn't hear me.
Oh, now the crew's in trouble. Oh, boy. All right, well, what do you think is going to happen tonight?
Actually, I believe that I have a until you mentioned about what Twitter did and is doing, I wasn't even considering that, but that could be a lot of stuff that's coming out of China, like you said. But I do believe that they're also using the ratings, because the guy that that was at the top and he stepped down of Comcast and NBC Universal, he is he stepped down off of that board to work strictly for the Biden campaign. I mean, they have the whole media, all the media. They have all the media on their side.
Yeah, it's the media. It's the entire establishment. It's everything. And then all Trump really has is Trump, his family, his friends, his associates, and us, the American people.
And another thing is, like, I was reading, I had come across an article, but they had taken it down. Apparently, they've been starting to take stuff that I kind of stored on my phone in a different way versus how other people store their stuff. So I'm not real tech savvy, so I just stored it through a text message, sending it to a family member. But I had saw something that where they were actually saying something about that the microchip, and this was written in 2015, that there was going to be a tattoo microchip in the start of 2017. Not 2020 or 21. It was 2017.
Well, yeah, they've already got those, but it's just in a testing trial phase, promo phase. They haven't really rolled it out. Some businesses are using it, but it's just the rollout phase. They haven't really marketed it to the public yet, but it's definitely coming. You may have seen it if you try to get into Disneyland or if you work at some of these tech companies, but it's not really been mass rolled out yet. They're still trying to probably work on how to market it and how all the different ways they can rig it up to control us and track us. Teresa, thanks so much for the call. Steven in Florida. Steven, what do you expect to happen tonight?
Yeah, good evening, Owen. Well, one word, annihilation. This is a no-brainer, especially when you consider who Trump's up against, because Biden really is a no-brainer. I mean, this guy is just gone mentally. You know, the thing is, when you look at everything, you contrast the two candidates. On Trump's side, you see integrity. You see honesty, promises kept. He's for America. He's for the American people. And like he said, whether you love me or hate me, if you want to see this country go on and survive and prosper, vote for me. Biden, I mean, you know, I was thinking about, you know, for instance, he's put out this thing with, you know, the propaganda he's put out with his own, you know, commercials. I'm not going to raise your taxes, but then you see the you know, the clips of him saying I'm going to raise your taxes, you know, and you go through there was not one scandal during the whole 8 years that me and Obama were in office, and yet you've got Benghazi and the VA death scandal and Fast and Furious and Solyndra, and this goes on and on and on. Of course, the debacle that we're still dealing with Obamacare. You know, and of course, I was thinking about this, Owen, and I don't remember if it was you guys or somebody else reported this, but I was trying to think back, and I'm pretty sure if I remember correctly, and this is what I would really like to see Trump bring up to Biden, besides his being a woman and child fondler and groper, is the fact and the quid pro quo. That definitely should be brought up in relation to Hunter and China. But beside that, if to see Donald Trump have his ducks in a row lined up enough where he could bring out about who originally recruited, and this is what I'm trying to remember, recruited Biden before he actually got into the political realm. If I remember correctly, I think it was Saul Alinsky, the same guy that brainwashed Obama and Hillary Clinton in their younger years before they actually got into politics. But
well, you know, I'd ask Biden that question, but he probably doesn't remember. So who knows? Even if they asked him that, or if Trump brought it up, he wouldn't even know. But yeah, there's the rules for radicals. No doubt the left is following the Saul Alinsky playbook. Thanks for the call, Stephen. All right, when we come back, Greg Reese on the ground in Cleveland and more of your phone calls coming up. Our pre-presidential debate coverage, the InfoWars coverage at 2020electioncenter.com.
Computer research scientists, engineers working with attorneys have conclusively proven and put out detailed reports at Tablet Magazine documenting what any trained eye could already see as plain as day. The Communist Chinese, working in tandem with the United Nations and the Democratic Party in the United States, as well as the media, put out fake videos and total hysteria to make it look like Day of the Dead, End of the World in China earlier this year. Then the UN put out standardized rules designed to keep the West locked down when China reopened within 3 months. This is the greatest strategic coup ever. This is 21st century warfare being carried out through psychological means for the ultimate psyop. Paul Joseph Watson has written about it at InfoWars.com. Myself, Alex Jones, David Ino, and Troy are covering this heavily. This is the way to bring down the globalists, is exposing how Communist China and the UN were behind the hysteria. I've come to you many times and asked for your support, and you've always come through. And InfoWars has come through. We've never sold out. We've never backed down. We've always told the truth. We've made mistakes. But 98% of the time or so, we're dead on. And the enemy knows that. InfoWars is a thought leader, not just here, but around the world. And that's why the Chi-Coms, Hollywood, the globalists want us off the air. Because their global plan of total tyranny and a post-human world will not succeed if we stay on air. If you don't support us, ladies and gentlemen, now, they're going to shut InfoWars down and shut everybody else down as well. You already know that. It's out in the open. So again, count the cost, focus, and realize how critical you are with your word of mouth spreading the word that overrides the censors, your financial support, getting the products at InfoWarsStore.com, and your prayer. I'm praying for you. Please pray for us. Let's do this together. We're going to win. We are winning, but it's not going to be easy. The enemy's trying to take it all from us. Let's not let them succeed. If you look at the top tech billionaires and the big banks that finance and control them, to a man and to a woman, they believe there's too many people on the earth, and they constantly whine about when they want to go to a mountaintop or a national park, they have to look at us, the common people. They have to look at the proletariat. They have to look at the scum. That's why they love the lockdown, putting muzzles on us. That gives them a big thrill, controlling where we can go, what we can do, bankrupting Main Street, bankrupting small towns. All of it is a vertical integration, consolidation, so they can then dictate the terms of our total surrender, which is taking sterile vaccines day one. Ladies and gentlemen, all the games are over. Playtime's over. They used all the entertainment and garbage to put us into a trance, and now the spider's moving in for the kill. You know this, I know this, it's all out in the open. The question is, what are we going to do about it? Well, the first thing is identify the enemy. Identify the enemy, identify the enemy, identify your enemy now.
And perhaps, most cruelly of all, if Donald Trump has his way, the complications from COVID-19, which are well beyond what they should be, it's estimated that 200 million people have died. 200 million people have died, probably by the time I finish this talk.
Right after Joe Biden made that statement that more than 60% of America has died from COVID-19, when it's not even 200,000 in reality, he went on to say 6 million have lung scarring and heart damage. It's all made up. But you know where he got it? The mainstream media that continues to actually say things like that. They said that 4% of America would be dead already. Of course, it's 0.0000 and then add a number because the numbers vary. It's a real virus, just like people being struck by lightning is real. But to shut down society over lightning strikes is hysteria and is mind control.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
There's cucks.
You're fucking white male.
And then there's the cuck slayer.
If you impeach Trump, it'll be civil war.
It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
And our crew is boots on the ground. In Cleveland, it's Greg Reese, his hometown of Cleveland, joining us now. Greg, What do you think is going to happen tonight? Will it be the flim-flam in the land? Will it be the slam in the land? Will it be the sham in the land? Or will Joe Biden get cleaved in the land? Greg Reese from Cleveland, Ohio, the site of the first presidential debate. What are you expecting tonight?
I think you laid out all the possibilities. I would like to see cleaved in the land. That's what I would like to see. I would like to see a stab. 2006 completely at the flimsy Joe Biden. I'd like to see, but
all right, we're gonna have to get reconnected here. He's obviously right outside the venue, and they probably have all kinds of stingray triggerfish technology just destroying and sucking up any and all communications that are going there, guys. So let's get reconnected with Greg. And hopefully we can get a good connection. It may be impossible. I've been to these things before, folks. There's just all kinds of stuff blocking signals and intercepting signals, and it's almost impossible, quite frankly, to get a good signal. So, guys, let's get reconnected with Greg and let me know what the situation is there. Should I take a phone call, guys, or what do you think? Do you think we'll get Greg back good, connected? All right, let's go back to Greg. We had some communication problems there, Greg. You want to see Joe Biden get cleaved in the land?
I would love to. That's what I want to see. I would love to see all the right questions be asked. I would like to see a free one-on-one debate discussion between President Trump and Joe Biden. That's what I want to see. That's what everyone wants to see. But like I was saying right when I got cut off, we know the mainstream corporate media is calling the shots. You know, they have this whole area completely secured off. They're running the show in there. So we'll see what happens. I'm kind of expecting it to be all about the New York Times tax return article, but we'll see.
Yeah, I think that's what Chris Wallace kind of has up his sleeve to jab at Trump tonight. He may even open with it, just knowing the pathetic scum mentality of Chris Wallace. And he's been trying to get his get Trump moment for 4 years now and failed every time. Maybe he thinks finally he's going to get his comeuppance tonight, or Trump will give him his comeuppance. Greg, what's the scene like outside? Is there much foot traffic, Biden supporters, Trump supporters? What are you seeing?
The city of Cleveland did a very good job of shutting this thing down to where it'd be very difficult. We'll see later tonight if there's going to be crowds around here, but right now, they basically have about a 6-block area in the middle of an area that is a very already kind of a hard area to get to as far as crowds. And the fences are all the way up to the sidewalk. So all the way around the 6-block area, there's just a very narrow walkway to get through. So the only chance any protesters are going to have is going to be up against this wall that literally surrounds the entire area. And the police are everywhere. There's National Guard everywhere. So it will be interesting to see if there is a crowd emerging. So far, we haven't seen that. We've seen very small little groups. I saw maybe 3 people with Back the Blue, about 5 or 6 Black Lives Matter, about 7 blocks away from here. A couple solo stragglers with Trump signs, a couple with Biden signs. But other than that, it's pretty much all police, National Guard, and media. Right here behind us is the main entrance where the media go through. And in order to get in there, they have to get a COVID-19 test, which it looks like they're getting right here at the Cleveland Clinic. And then they show a bracelet to a nurse at the gate showing that they were tested and that they're good to go. And then they get in there. So the whole thing is extremely controlled. You can tell that they were anticipating some of the nonsense that we've been seeing all summer all over the country. And so they've built this thing up like a fortress to prevent anything from happening. But we'll see. And I also noticed I haven't heard a whole lot of craziness out of Cleveland over the summer. But we do know that there's some trouble here. We do know that there is a Antifa BLM presence here, and they have been protesting throughout the summer. So we'll find out along with everything else.
Yeah. Speaking of the nonsense, the COVID test to get in, I mean, is any media even like trying to decline that?
It doesn't seem like they can. We checked with the police, and the police said that's sort of a mandatory thing that they have to get tested in order to go in there. And to me, it just seems like it's more theater just to, you know, as our cameraman pointed out, they also held it in Cleveland Clinic Hospital. So we're in a major international, you know, medical center right now. So it's just sort of the optics of the whole thing. You know, you have to get COVID testing to go in. We're in this very area of the Cleveland Clinic. So it's just the backdrop, more COVID nonsense for the backdrop and all that. I'd like to see how much of the debate gets into the COVID and the mandatory masks. To me, that's the one of the main issues going on. Everything else seems to me almost to be like a distraction. All I'm wondering is, when are these masks coming off? When are we going to actually deal with Fauci? When are we going to actually talk about Bill Gates? When are we going to talk about the Billionaires Club? When are we going to talk about the vaccines? And I'm guessing that won't be mentioned at all tonight. If anything, they'll probably bring up how President Trump is responsible for COVID. We did see a truck circling the area that has a fancy video screen on it claiming that Trump is responsible for the death of 200,000 people. It's
certainly paid for by the Democrats. And I don't want to go off into the whole COVID thing, but, you know, that's what they do. Oh, just take the test. You have to fly. Oh, just take the test. You have to enter this building. And then they normalize it. So everybody just gets used to this. Oh, you have to be tested anytime you want to enter a building. You want to drive a car. You want to ride on an airplane, ride on a bus, whatever. It's just ridiculous. But let's get back to the debate here. So the Biden campaign allegedly is flip-flopping on Biden being tested for an earpiece. Now they're saying, no, you can't check for an earpiece. They're now saying he needs a break every 30 minutes. So, I mean, to me, that's the Biden campaign admitting, yeah, we're going to earpiece him up. And he needs a break every 30 minutes. He can't do 90 minutes straight live. I mean, they've basically admitted it, Greg.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I say let them earpiece him up, because what good is that? I mean, how is that still going to play in their favor? You know, they still need a man sharp enough, you know, to read his cues and make it look like he's not totally incompetent. And if you can visually see an earpiece in him, I say, great. That's just going to make it look all the more ridiculous and clown show, which it is. I would say any of the Democratic voters who have any self-awareness realize that they're basically voting for a dead man. They're really voting for Kamala Harris, who is run by the radical squad. So it's just another ultimate clown show in the ultimate clown show year of 2020. Like I said, I can't believe we're even here. I'm very eager to see how it goes and what transpires over the next few hours in there. But I find it hard to believe that we're even standing here right now. You know, I didn't think this would ever happen. So more power to him. Put an earpiece in him. Drug him up. I mean, what good will that do?
Yeah, I think I'm in agreement. I think the earpiece will just confuse him. Plus with the crowd and the lights and the pressure. I mean, I don't think the earpiece really does him any advantages. I mean, unless they've been training him on it, maybe. And they definitely want to drug him up. That's why they got to take the breaks, too. But hey, look, we still got 2 hours and change. You never know. Biden may, he may flounder and just cancel.
And you think he could get COVID? Who knows? Everyone's got to test for COVID. Maybe he tests and he tests positive and it's a, you know, national emergency and they got to call it off. I mean, who knows? Anything goes. But you knew from day one that Biden's heart was never in this. You knew from day one he's being pushed out there doing his duty. And so, like you said, yeah, the earpiece will probably just confuse him more. I mean, his heart isn't in it. He's already floundering. Every time you see him, you look like he wishes all he was on his porch. So the earpiece is probably just going to confuse the old guy and make it even crazier. I was thinking earlier, the only spin I can see them trying to pull off is maybe letting Trump destroy him and then trying to get all their loyal, brainwashed voters to feel sorry for him. You know, oh, look what this mean old guy did to this poor old man who can hardly talk. You know, so to make up for it, why don't you just vote for this poor old man that was beat up by this bully? That sounds crazy, but I mean, what's the game here other than that? What's the game here other than that? How are they going to try to act like Trump stole an election in the midst of all this obvious, ridiculous nonsense? Like,
plus, with all the breaking news that we have with the Democrats caught in criminal election theft, the Biden campaign following Hillary Clinton's orders, I mean, it's incredible.
Hello, my name is Dr. Fauci, and I've been at the NIH and CDC for 45 years, and I've overseen, the AIDS pandemic and so many other things, and I take my orders from Bill Gates, Dr. Bill Gates. I mean, he's not a doctor, but he controls everything you do, and he now says you're going to take the shots. And of course, in England, they are now saying what I told you. You will not be allowed to travel, leave your home until you take all the shots. Bill Gates, your owner, your master, says you will have to take 4 to 5 COVID shots a year for adult, 2 for baby. baby, much more manageable. Just like Bill Gates give you polio and vaccine. I'm Dr. Fauci, reminding you that we owe you.
The way the psychological warfare operation works is very, very simple. They give up freedoms by increments. Always promising it's only going to be a short period of time. And then the restrictions will be released. But they're not. After a significant amount of time, always 4 or 5 times longer than what they said, they will then slightly release it a little bit to only tighten it down even more later. This is called successive approximation, incrementalism, or the inchworm effect. This is the most common way the totalitarians take over. But there then becomes a point where the public wakes up under the incrementalism, he starts resisting, and then there's usually a giant purge and a clampdown, and you'll see more tyranny rolled out in just a few days, weeks, or months than you saw in the previous 10 years. And that's the period we're in globally right now. A world government, Chi-Com-backed, globalist corporate takeover of the planet that wants you poor and absolutely sick under their thumb forever. It was in the Telecommunications Act of 1996 that all new cell phones would track your GPS location. I read from the federal law and listeners couldn't believe me because that was un-American. Now the media admits that almost every app and every company that are on Apple and Androids don't just track your location, but your surfing history, where you go, who you talk to, your relationships, and they all share the data with each other of what you're doing on the apps as well, including having apps turn on and listen to what you're saying, just like Siri or Alexa do, and then putting databases, transcripts of everything you say into those systems to be saved forever. Your phone is spying on you, and companies are generating secret surveillance scores based on information. This is the global Chinese Communist Social Credit Score. Get your protection privacy pockets at InfoWarsStore.com and cut Big Brother off dead in his filthy tracks. InfoWarsStore.com. This is your last chance to get 8-Pack Power Stack, and I'm really bummed out about that. It started out as a sleeper product, but the people that did order it loved it and started reordering it. They spread the word and it became one of our best sellers. But because of the COVID supply chain breakdown, and because there's 13 different formulas in 8-Pack Power Stack, we are unable to secure it anymore. This is the highest in AMPM pack system you're going to find, where you take half the pills in the morning, half the caplets and pills and gel caps at night. It's amazing. I don't have time to go into everything that's in it, but this gets people to remember to take it, and that's why it's having such a great effect, because the stuff in here is absolutely amazing. So it's your last chance to get 8-Pack Power Stack at InfoWarsStore.com. It's 60% off and free shipping. That is at cost. For all of you that already support InfoWars, we're passing these savings on to you. Get your 8-Pack Power Stack now where you still can. Last chance to get it, InfoWarsStore.com. 8-Pack Power Stack, 60% off and free shipping.
Infowars.com/show.
We're about to go back to Greg Reese quickly, ladies and gentlemen. We're distracted, rightfully so, but Judge Sullivan's mistreatment of General Mike Flynn today goes mostly unnoticed because we've been focusing on the debate. It was disgusting the way he was treated. Sidney Powell has already filed a motion for the full transcripts to be released, which signals that she's going to try to take this to a higher court. Judge Emmett Sullivan is a total Democrat dirtbag going after a good man, a hero, Mike Flynn, to protect Barack Obama from the treason charges for his $50 billion to Iran. Obama gave $50 billion to Iran. Trump gave $50 billion to black Americans. What do you think, America? Let's get closing comments from Greg Reese and then a couple more phone calls before I sign off and Alex Jones takes over. Greg, again, you know, here I'm in Austin, but I woke up this morning. I didn't get much sleep last night, but I still woke up this morning. I had the big game feel. I had the big game anticipation. I had, you know, I had the feelings, the hairs on my neck, you know, all of it, the big game, big fight feel. Is it the same way there in Cleveland? And final analysis, what do you think happens tonight, Greg Reese?
I get the feeling of that around here just mainly because of the security force setup. But I will say that, you know, I grew up in here, so I know Cleveland. I've never seen Cleveland like a ghost town like this before. Everywhere we went, it's just been like a ghost town. I'm guessing the people are kind of afraid of COVID here. That's the only take I can have on it. But the area around here, there's energy around that. You know, right before break, you were talking about Project Veritas and the voter fraud. And it's just amazing to think about. We're about to go into a debate. Think about all the topics that probably won't be brought up. I mean, we'll be lucky if we hear any good questions, in my opinion. I mean, Trump's obviously going to do his best to get him out. But think about all the bombshell stories that are going on that probably won't even be discussed. And it's insane. It's just crazy. The voter fraud, the Hunter Biden and Russia and China and COVID. And so.
But they'll talk about Trump's tax returns, a crooked toenail.
Oh, 100%. I imagine they're going to try to harp on that as much as possible. That's my main hope, is to see Trump break out of that and change the conversation, which, I mean, we know he can do. We're putting a bull in there, so I'm expecting to see some damage. I'm hoping for it.
All right. Greg Reese, boots on the ground in Cleveland. He'll be joining us throughout the night of our coverage of the first presidential debate. The links, the live streams, 2020electioncenter.com, band.video. Greg, thanks for coming on with us.
Thank you, Owen. See you later.
All right. We'll be hearing from Greg later there in Cleveland, Ohio. Cleaved in the land. Joe Biden, cleaved in the land. Okay. We've got time for a couple phone calls before I sign off, hand it off to Alex Jones before I rejoin you tonight around 9 p.m. with great guests and phone calls. But we've got time for a couple more. Richard in Texas. Richard, what do you think will happen tonight?
Well, I'm willing to bet that Chris Wallace is going to give the debate questions to Donna Brazile. We know her level of corruption from the last election. She was the one at the hospital before Seth Rich was pronounced dead. So I'm pretty sure what we know is going to happen there. But the other thing I wanted to talk about was Chris Wray. 18 U.S.C. 793 talks about gross negligence in the handling of classified and national defense information. So if independent journalists are finding overwhelming information in contradiction to his statements, he is guilty, according to 18 U.S.C. 793, of gross negligence of his job. Why is he not in jail? Why is the FBI meddling in an election again? A federal agency is meddling in an election. We have undeniable pages of proof, yet nothing is happening. That's my only comment. Owen, what are your thoughts?
Fire Chris Wray immediately. In fact, I would you know what? Trump should actually fire Chris Wray in the middle of the debate tonight. That would be genius. Richard, thank you so much for the call. Let's go to Omar in California. Omar, what do you think happens tonight?
I think they're just going to pull all kinds of shenanigans like how they did Ron Paul. They're only going to give him a few seconds to answer a question. They're probably going to cut his mic off when he tries to talk or something like that, you know, like they always do.
Some technical errors to favor Biden.
Or they'll give Joe Biden the easiest question ever, like, how old are you? What's your name? You know, like that.
What's your favorite color, Joe? Boy, I like all the colors, Chris.
They might ask him if he supports Black Lives Matter, stuff like that.
Yeah, Chris Wallace is just a joke. And I'm telling you, this guy, you know, it's like a girl you've been chasing or something. Chris Wallace has been trying to get his Got Trump moment for 4 years, that little worm. And so he's definitely going to try to, again, to get that tonight.
All the mainstream news places are all corrupt. The ones down here in Central California, I approached them when they're doing a live stream on the COVID testing. And there is nobody there. And I approached them and I told them how big of a scam it was. And they don't even want to move the camera towards me just to show people on TV that there's nobody there. No, there's literally nobody there. But somehow there's always 1,000 people coming up positive every day. But
and, oh, fake news is always going to fake. It's kind of like that MSNBC. I mean, MSNBC is just it's just like a never-ending well of fake news. But it's like when the guy goes around, he's like, He's at a Trump event. He's like, no one here is wearing masks. It's an abomination. We can't believe it. And then the guy comes up to me. He's like, oh, you don't like nobody wearing masks? He's like, yeah, there's a pandemic, sir. And he's like, oh, no one's wearing masks? You mean like your cameraman? And then the guy live on air is like, we don't have to wear the mask. That's just for you peasants. I mean, it's just the arrogance of the fake news, the arrogance of a leftist, the arrogance, the criminal arrogance of these Democrats. It needs to be matched. It needs to be matched quickly and swiftly with all out justice and America in just a groundswell of support. I mean, Trump is just the symbol. Trump is just the symbol of America's not dead. Trump is just a symbol of we're not going to kowtow to political correctness. Trump is just a symbol of we're not going to be bullied by these leftists. But it's really about America staking that claim. Trump is just kind of the stake that we put into the White House to make it. Thanks for the call, Omar. Let's go to Eric in Texas. Eric, what do you think is going to happen tonight?
Well, there's a couple of things I'm kind of hoping that Trump brings up tonight. Three things, actually. So I'd like him to ask Joe what he meant when he said roaches that time when he was talking about his hairy legs and he liked kids jumping up on his lap. I think that would totally demolish Joe. Also, I think he should talk about Hunter Biden's corruption, and particularly, why did he pay those women that were tied to the sex trafficking, those Eastern European women? And also ask him why he's ignoring Tara Reid. I think if he hits Joe Biden with those things, it would just completely...
You know, I think Tara Reid is the big one, because I just don't think they're prepared for it, folks. They're prepared for the Hunter Biden stuff. The Tara Reid thing will really throw them off because they can't respond to it. They're the ones that try to bully Trump on the platform or bully anybody like, oh, you know, believe all women. So what are they going to do when Trump says Tara Reid? Yeah, Biden will freak out.
You should also ask him about the roaches remark. I think that's a good one that will totally destroy him.
Yeah, but America, that's kind of just a thin thing, a veneer that America will kind of just walk right through. The Tara Reid thing is heavy. It's thick. They can't really dance around it. So, I mean, he could bring it up. I mean, we all know what Joe meant. He obviously made a racist comment. But, everybody's... Trump has all these... I mean, Nancy Pelosi says, oh, we've got arrows in the quiver. Pelosi, she couldn't even find a quiver with both hands and a map. She'd break an arm trying to fire a bow and arrow. So it's just a joke. Trump has all the quivers, all the arrows in the quiver, and all the quivers. We'll see what he decides to use. All right, I got one more call. Time for one more before I sign off, as the crew is just showing you B-roll of the scenes, sights and scenes there in Cleveland. A lot of security, not much just civilian activity. All right, final call. Oh, Coop in Thailand. I'm sorry, I didn't even see you there from Thailand, Coop. Go ahead. You got 60 seconds. I'm sorry, Coop. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. Thanks for taking my call. You know, since I have such a short period of time, I just wanted to say I think Trump's allowed himself to be in the situation he's in by, you know, not doing anything to anybody in these 4 years. And by that, I mean, he hasn't arrested anybody. He allows like Wallace and all these anchors and the fake news to just get away with everything that's, you know, been dumped on him. And the one other thing I want to say is, you know, at Trump's rallies, the first thing he talks about is the Second Amendment and how the Dems are going to take it away. But what they don't talk about, and he never talks about, is the First Amendment and how they've destroyed the First Amendment in the last.
Yeah, no,
years.
There's no doubt that it's kind of like a baseball player that can only hit fastballs, or it just doesn't swing at anything else. I mean, yeah, why hasn't anybody been arrested? Why is the censorship continuing? I mean, there's just swings and misses for Trump. I mean, he's not perfect. I guess he's still got, 34 days before the election to do it. That does it. You stay classy, InfoWars. Alex Jones coming up next.